Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the breakdown pressures, rule equality in. Wipe away transgression, set the captive.
Helios, Biblios, Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bones, and we
are going to do Exodus. We're getting out the dumbfounded mind into the real mind. You're on a factuated radio program, so get ready. It's coming at you. And we got our brother, finally. I got him in the queue. I got my eyes on him. We be bringing him in at the beginning of the hour of maybe around about the... Well, oh, I swear, I thought it was the show late today, so we're going to do it around about the 11:15 mark. We're going to jump into that. All you out there listening, we got my man, Brother Charles Campbell. He put something together for us. Unbelievable. Reports, everything. You got to go on his page. If y'all not take a look at it, Brother Charles Campbell, he does a monthly blog. And it's absolutely wonderful. I'm going to be on it and do more with it and getting more involved with it. And he also has some stuff. I told you, y'all heard him before, Brother Charles Campbell. He's like a resident scientist, patent. I mean, everything. I mean, masters, all kind of stuff going on up there. And he out of Ohio. You know we love Ohio and the Ohio players. You know how we do. And we're getting some reports on that as well, what's going on in Ohio. Because guess what? We don't play Super Tuesday. I know y'all don't like politics, but everybody got a tick on them. I don't know who you fooling. Let's get it on. Now, today's program, like all of them, they all connect. Just like this is the continuation, even though I ain't naming it the miseducation of the nigger noggers or the nigger noggers. I ain't going to name it that. That ain't going to make you think about it. Could be all kind of things to you. But it's a miseducational program going on. We about to re-educate. Also, special love and shout out to Antoinette, Brother Eddie, Brother D, everybody on the show, Brother D St. Louis, Brother B Chicago, Tennessee / Brother Kwame, Brother Tariq. We're going to get you the taste, Brother Tariq, of you back in the early days with us so you can get them on your blog as well. Those of you got blogs, call me up. I got so many people who've been on this program. I will hit it out to you. We're going to do a compilation. We're working on some things. And those of you who know me very well, you know we ain't lying. You know we got some music things coming out. I mean, everything is happening because this is my golden jubilee. Thank you, Antoinette, for telling me about that because I didn't even know, you know, the year you born, the year you end up on is your golden jubilee. So this is the golden year for all of us out there listening. And we're going to kick it off real good because I'm so sick and tired of, you know, and I'm going to give it to you raw because there ain't no other way. I know everybody likes Jimmy's, but raw is the best. Now, how can we be saying these scriptures when you go to church today, wherever you're going? No weapons that is formed shall prosper against thee. Now, y'all got to have a good sit down with family and say, is that a literal statement? Or is some allegoric, metaphoric, symbiotic symbolism? I mean, because what weapons are they talking about? Bullets? Guns? I mean, everything could be a weapon. Your household could be a weapon. You come home, you might want to kill yourself just to go home. So everything has to have, that's why this is the call programming with history. If anybody want to tell you history and don't put their call in it, I suggest you walk right on off. I mean, how are you going to teach me some history about some men and all these, and they got secret orders in these groups that we ain't discussing of how they was able to maneuver through all these so-called transitional, the spiritual moments of history. How is that to happen without some occultic, enlightened people must be on the planet to have a survival rate with all this traumatic deprivation on Earth? So we looking at all this, man, and then that's in Isaiah. But, you know, those of us who was taught certain things, there's a duality in this book. It's a yin and yang. I know Jesus is a yang, but it's a little hang. And you got the big yang, the Old Testament. And y'all know it go way back to testicles. I ain't going to go into all that right now because we're going to keep it plain and simple, just like Malcolm said. for those who are listening for the first time until we open up the mics, then later on, after the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to get real, real hot. But get ready. Then we got the most dualic symbol ever. You got Isaiah, both of them in the Old Testament. One saying no weapons formed. And then the big daddy is Exodus, which I just played, Exodus, the movement of Jah people, 15:3, Exodus 15:3, says, the Lord Yahweh is a man of war. The Lord Yahweh is his name. Now, this dude tells you who is a man of war. Now, man of war, war means, in a Latin dictionary, supreme strategist. Supreme strategist. Meaning able to strategize against all adversarial enemies. So today, all you going to church, why don't you ask your preacher, I'm going to give you all of your enemies in the new war. One, hope y'all ready for this. First enemy is technology, number one. First of all, you got one of the biggest enemies. They don't need weapons no more. It's called technology surveillance. Then the technology surveillance goes into security. Then it goes into contact tracing. And just right quick, because, you know, I've been watching all of the foolishness, because you have to feed into some of it. So that's like my tick bait. And I told you, we're going to get into a lot of stuff today. Once we bring my brother, the Boulay thing, and all y'all thought that was a joke and stuff. We see that it's all connected to high-level skull and bones, Yale, everything. You've seen all this. It's been about all this. It's not a joke. And they put these black women, mayors, all strategically through America. George Soros did it. I ain't going to say they. I'm sick of these people say they. Give me the name. I'm going to give you the names on our program. George Soros Foundation and a bunch of them. But them and them is just the figureheads. Them is not the real. See, you ain't going to see the real underhand, behind the hand. How do you think they're going to put themselves on? You got to be. These are the figureheads that you see. And they got these people founded. Now, you got to be crazy. I'm going to tell you how crazy, because espionage is so, I told you, no weapons formed. Wireless. You don't need bullets. All you need is an espionage and propaganda. That is the biggest weapons today. And they put these mayors now. One is Tiffany Hilliard. Now, I wouldn't even thought about talking about it, but I start watching, you know, because people send so much to you on Facebook and stuff. And, I mean, your episode, you've been bombarded, but I look for what I know, got some facts behind it. And I said, man, I know all these black women is mayors all over the place. High-level shit. Shit, I'm like, what? Judges? District attorneys? And I said, man, they weaponize black people now. I'm going to prove it to you. And don't worry. Facts do matter on my program. See, we just don't ramble off shit all day long and don't have facts. Every time y'all listen to us, you getting facts. You can't even dispute them because you be on here telling me I'm a liar or texting me. You can text because we know. I told people out there, one of your biggest enemies is these fake clones on the computer. See, if those of you got a real job or work a job or do something in life, you know that you deal with the computer. It even tells you to go on certain stuff, am I a robot? Now, come on. Come on, people. Why? You are got to be diabolically deceived or diabolically stupid. One of the two. Now, let's get busy. They got the black mayor statistically set up by the open door policy. Open door policy means you don't have a border no more. And y'all okay with that. See, that's why you know you got to be under. Now, no weapons formed against thee shall prosper. Or is God a man of war? And so it could God be doing this to us? Because you can't seem to figure out how these weapons are formed. I'm going to get even deeper with this one. Because the brother brought this Pharisee dad on his site, man. Unbelievable work. Thank you, brother. Child, we're going to get beat. This brother put it in there. We're going to we gonna have this fire so lit. When he come on, he gonna just blaze into light, pure light. Now, I said, well, let me look. Now, this is so deep. She robbing the same area that the water, region 5, Michigan. Didn't I tell y'all? Didn't y'all remember? See, I got the data. See, now they say I got the receipts. I got the data. I got the receipts. Showing we said this how long ago with those from Reverend Pickney. Reverend Pickney, good man. SWAT team went after Reverend Pickney. An old man came on this show many times, told y'all in Region 5, all because they wanted to use their own civic duties. That's why we got to talk today. The lawyers behind this too, because he goes to jail for wanting to have a recall. Remember y'all, everybody on this program been with us? Reverend Pickney, we met so many good people from Reverend Pickney, Elvira, all, everybody. Oh man, we met a lot of good people. That's why it's called Drive Boss Connection. When he went to jail, he actually said that the white people looked out for him. That's what he said. Go on, I got the receipts. I said, well, damn. I got to start thinking about what people say in these regions. And these, oh, that's why I listen to y'all on these programs. Oh, yeah, we listening. The watchers are listening, y'all. Get scared now. So I said, wait a minute. You telling me that the same area has now got black people as the mayors, the DAs, the same area that black lives, all this killing, and we got black faces in every municipality. And they is the meanest, evilest people in rulership right now. You tell me if I'm lying. Facts matter. See, I know you can't take facts, but get your fuck ass off the show to some lying ass show so you can be lied to because your lovers are lies. I told you Bible gonna tell you the truth on yourself. You lovers are lies. Go to them lying shows. I have no problem when people can't handle the facts. Ain't about true facts. Facts, analytics, don't lie. Numbers, geometry, geometricians, earth measurers. How that's supposed to lie? If you a fool, it will lie to you. So jump off now. So we about to get busy. I told you, we ain't playing today. We got time. So they strategically put them into outside money laundering from the Ukrainian area. Now, you financing your money. That's how dumb we are. You financing the taxpayers' money that's going to Ukraine to come back to put in open borders on your ass. Boy, what a Trojan horse that is. And I ain't talking about the dildo. What a Trojan horse that is, really. Think about that, everybody, because we're about to get high. We're about to get rich. Now, as they did this, these mayors are now being looked upon, and the black boule societies of America has been given the guild to lie, perpetrate, squander, and steal everything in order to keep their bloodline going. And this is a fact you cannot deny. You can jump off now. We don't care. This is a fact, and the fact shows that anytime Boule Martin could bring this evil, diabolical, infiltrator agent from George Soros and the New World Order bankers to put them in so they can create anarchy through order. They chose you in the book. Now, those of you on the lines listening, don't believe none of these people on these podcasts talking about they did. No, there were people before us who paved the way to learn the deeper stuff. They dead now from trying to teach us. William Cooper was one of them. All these people lying on, they got most of the information out of a book called Behold a Pale Horse. Go look it up yourself. Quit letting people interpret your mind think. They're liars. How the hell you come up with this? You ain't came up with nothing. Ain't a thing that we talk about that we did not have to research and learn from somebody else. But you want to be egotistical narcissists because that's what they created. The narcissist. That's why miseducated niggas, narcissists. I'm adding all the N's in. Niggas, narcissists, niggas. We're going to go all day on with y'all. Now, that's one of the weapons. That's the biggest weapon right now. It's called Blackface Operation Ops. The ritual is all people must wear blackface in secret rituals. That's why you see all of them, Joy Reid and all of them. They know the blacks. Whoopi Goldberg married a man who did blackface right in front of her at the comedy roast. That's what he told you. The jesters are the kings. That's why Cat Williams had to go on Rogan. As if they saying something that you ain't heard yourself to say in the barbershop somewhere else. See, that's how you know you can't think. Because you saying, all they are regurgitation, odd things, just like I'm regurgitating stuff. Now, what the regurgitation process mean, what I regurgitate, which the bird feeds his animals, food, it regurgitates. And the bears eat it out their mouth. But if somebody bring you fowl, the birds die. Good mother keep all the birds eating good so they can become something else. Now, this is what this is about. They don't put so many agents in. I'm going to show you why. But I said the next one is called algorithms, nanotechnology. That's a weapon. No weapons form. We better figure out how to stop it then. Because it remember says, none, you know, I hope y'all read it, none shall prosper. Well, it's doing a hell of a prospering right now. Because they got half the people on the planet Earth digitized. Now we about to get deep. The reason why the black women and men who are now in power. So when you go to municipality and become a, that's why the blacks having a hard time. Have you been watching Chicago people? Have you been watching all these municipalities going to some of them? And the problem is ain't enough for y'all going. See, you already got a few brave blacks. I'm going to say blacks to generalize right now. I ain't got time to go through all that genetic etymology, but let's just keep it real. Y'all don't even show up for your own demise, so you know the guillotine is coming. I'm going to just be fat. What food group don't come up to their own demise meeting and say, wait a minute now? But some of you are. So those of you, we're going to applaud. You're going to be vindicated very shortly. But those who don't, my God, what should be the penalty for those who just stand by? Because in your Bible, it didn't say about nothing in the middle. It says lukewarm or cold. You can't be lukewarm. That's what it said. Now, you believe it. You're going to church in a little while. Those who leave this program and go to churches. I heard people say, I go to church. Listen to your church. Well, you better ask that preacher, where the money? Better ask him, where's the money? Because I'm telling you now, facts matter. I told you they have microchipped. Many black people in power are microchipped. They are scared to say them because they will have, in the movie, their head blow off. But don't blow off like the movie. The movie was symbolic. You get a heart attack. Check that out.
A third of U.S. adults in a recent Pew Research Center survey said they'd be enthusiastic about a brain chip to enhance their thinking power. The survey of 4,726 adults examined public attitudes about three emerging technologies that could improve a person's health, cognitive ability, or physical capacity. Responses showed that a majority of American adults are uneasy or worried about all three, but in all three cases, at least a third of respondents were enthusiastic. The numbers in the research go like this: using implanted brain chips to boost our thinking power. 69% worried versus 34% enthusiastic. Editing the genes of babies to eliminate hereditary flaws and diseases. 68% worried versus 49% enthusiastic. Transfusing synthetic blood to give people much greater speed, strength, and stamina. 63% worried versus 36% enthusiastic. Lead author Carrie Funk, an associate director of research at Pew, and a statement said that developments in biomedical technologies are accelerating rapidly, raising new societal debates about how we will use these technologies and what uses are appropriate. This study suggests Americans are largely cautious about using emerging technologies in ways that push human capacities beyond what's been possible before. Now, while a majority in the survey say that they are worried about human enhancements, 81% of U.S. adults expect artificially made organs to be routinely available for transplant in 50 years. Most respondents said they would not want enhancements of their brains, that's 66%, and their blood at 63%, and say they would want them, 32% and 35%. Almost three-quarters, at 73%, believe inequality will increase if brain chips become available, because initially they will be obtainable only to the wealthy. Also, 63% of Americans think recipients of enhancements will feel superior to those who have not received them. In the survey, the public is evenly divided.
Now, that's a fact that they have put them already in the people, because you know what they do? They use the criminal. Because I didn't look this up. Thank goodness for those of you in Region 5, Michigan. In Dalton, they the ones who gave up all it. How many of y'all knew that the mayor had a felony record? Go look it up. Tiffany, and see, they had it on Boulay Roland Martin. This is why I'm getting to the Boulay now. See, Boulay Roland Martin, big time liberal. He go off on people. I mean, going berserk. Him and Joy Reid, demonic assault on you. I please bring me on the show, Roland. I would love, I'll just stay, I'll be the calmest I'll ever be after I tongue sling. But see, they ain't going to bring nobody on like that. They, when they give the soft conversation, they protected that girl, and then he going to come on the next day, act like he did an interview, but he didn't. He wanted to hear her first. Man, the Boulay elite told him, don't touch her. She went to Joe Biden. She bragged about, I'm going to show you how deep this is. She bragged about meeting Joe Biden. He had her there as young mayor, gave her all this accolades, being the first black woman this, first black this. I said, man, this is weird. And then to find out she got a criminal record. Go look it up. I'm not making this up. They're all over the country. These are criminals. They don't got criminals. And they got you getting mad with criminals. Every one of these cases have been about criminals being beat up by the police and everything. Now, I'm telling you, they put the microchips in these people's brain because they have been given over to them because they criminals. You can do anything to a criminal. And so when the criminal becomes the citizenry, that means they can do anything to you. Now, I'm going to play another one before I bring in. I'm going to bring in, brother, 11:15. Get ready. I want you to see where we're going with this. Because you said disparaging. I mean, this is unbelievable. So I'm saying first enemy is the black people with microchips in their head already. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You cannot tell me you are this adamant about a program that is killing black people. Immigration. When you see Cory Booker, I'm going to the Democrats. Our people ain't no need to talk about the Republicans because our people don't know nothing about the Republican Party. About, let's go with percentage. Let's just say 80% of blacks know nothing, but they think the Republican Party was the Ku Klux Klan. That's how you know you got a dumb population. Because if you go in black history, for real black history, many of us, church, I'm going to start. When you first seen our people supposedly free, I said supposedly free because we know that is a farce. Lincoln didn't even want niggas either. That's amazing. And then to say, oh, we free, they killed the president after he did so-called thing, reversed it in years later, and we supposed to think everything okay. But then you got people running around here. So you're saying this makes sense to y'all. Very frightening. Very frightening. If you can believe this type of history. But the nigger party is what they called the blacks after freedom, supposed freedom, the nigger party. It was a Republican party. The nigger party is a Republican party. Ain't that amazing? Go look up nigger party and go to images and see the Republican with a black man with a big nose. I'm going to say black because I know I'm just using general because, you know, this color thing is part of their plan. That's the plan. It's the class system from the past. Today, the class, how can India say, you know, then they got to know how to infuse this LBON. We about to get deep. I'm not going to do that after we get our guests on. I want to make sure everybody on the same page. It's amazing. We got the Vodun Queen, Jean Pierre, as the speaker. I mean, first black woman speaker. I mean, she lies so good. It's unbelievable. I said, she got to be a Vodun witch. Of course she is. There's black magic and good magic and white magic. She's pure magic. That's a fact. She's mesmerizing. That curly hair looked like Shirley Temple back and shit. But that ain't going to stop what's coming because they're lying. You know damn well Kareem Jean-Pierre, beautiful sister. If it wasn't for, what I mean, knowing that she a Vodun high priest, which knowing that they put, look what they put. They put, in the end, the same country that claims they got the revolution first and the same people in front of you about to do you in. Working with the French Grand Orient. Go look it up. You think it's a joke. I said, man, this is amazing how they're doing us. Pure magic. And before I bring in y'all, I'm about to bring y'all in. I got to play one more. See, I told you. This technology is outrageous. See, why don't y'all look up Backdoor OS and Bluffdale Access. That's B-L-U-F-F-D-A-L-E Access. Go ahead. Look it up. That's one of your enemies. No weapons form, but there are some weapons there, buddy. How about Big Pharma? What a big weapon Big Pharma is. Y'all gave up the shot, so I know y'all don't care about no weapons form. Y'all, how could y'all care about, how's that work? Even though it says no weapons form, but the weapons form kills everybody. How's that work in the Bible? Get, ask your preacher. Say, well, you know, Big Pharma's a weapon. And everybody's pretty much sick in the black community. We got to hide this, hide everything. We take it every message. Our groups now, just using us for example, but every group, the New World Order. See, you didn't, the New World Order had everybody, but I'm going with blacks first because first should be last and last should be first to wake up. That works. Here it is. The last one for you. Now, somebody tell you this. You tell me what you're supposed to think. If somebody can go to a meeting in front of all these people and videotape it now, what they gonna do? And we up here watching Cat Williams and stuff. You ain't watching. Now, this is the biggest weapon of them all. Now, the question you better ask Jesus, everybody, God, Buddha, how is this weapon?
We are probably one of the last generations of Homo sapiens, because in the coming generations, we will learn how to engineer bodies and brains and minds. Now, how exactly will the future masters of the planet look like? This will be decided by the people who own the data. Now, why is data so important? It's important because we've reached the point when we can hack not just computers, we can hack human beings and other organisms. Now, what do you need in order to hack a human being? You need two things. You need a lot of computing power, and you need a lot of data, especially biometric data. But control of data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. All of life, for phobia.
Now, I'm going to leave it there because I want to bring some of y'all in. And y'all been waiting before I bring my our brother in because he deals with this field. I like to hear his views after this, but I'm going to get y'all in first so we can heat it up. Y'all going to be the hot chalk. Let me say we want to bring him in the next 15 minutes. So everybody, two to three, make it simple to the size and to the point. Welcome to the Helios. And then we'll get more conversations after this. We talk with him. Go ahead. 8554.
Okay. This is entitled The Game of Life and How to Play It. Quote, man's only enemies are with him himself, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. How many times have we said that? Personality is one of the last enemies to be overcome, as this planet is taking the initiation in love. It was Christ's messages. Quote, peace on earth, goodwill towards man. In other words, the enlightened man. Therefore, endeavors to perfect himself upon his neighbor. His work is with himself to send our goodwill and blessings to every man, and the marvelous marvel thing is that as one blesses a man, he has no power to harm him. For example, a man came to me asking to treat for success in business. He was selling machinery, and a rival appeared on the scene with what he proclaimed was a better machine, and my friend feared defeat. I told my friend, first of all, we must wipe out all fear and know that God protects your interests and that the divine idea must come out of the situation. That is, the right machine will be sold by the right man to the right man. And I added, don't hold one critical thought towards that man. Bless him all day. And be willing not to sell your machine if it isn't the divine idea. So he went to the meeting fearless and non-resistant and blessing the other man. He said the outcome was very remarkable. The other man's machine refused to work, and he sold his without the slightest difficulty. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Goodwill produces a great aura of protection about the one who sends it. And quote, no weapon that is formed against him shall prosper. In other words, love and goodwill destroy the enemies within oneself. Therefore, one has no enemies on external. There is peace on earth for him who sends goodwill to man.
What that quote? Who quoted that?
This is from truthunity.net, the metaphysical dictionary.
Like
this
that.
Is entitled, yeah, that The Game of Life and How to Play It.
Let me get some more, huh? Because I want to get just keep y'all thoughts. We're just going to do a quick run so we get him, my brother, on there because he got so much I want to make sure he 9161.
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, man, we doing.
Let me make this short and sweet, man. Look, I just getting back home literally about 10 minutes ago. I'm packing my suitcase. Been in Baltimore, Maryland, but I was out. And I said, you in the hotel or whatever. You know, they had this basketball tournament called CIAA or whatever there. And everything. You know, you in the hotel. I said, let me look at this hotel. Let me see who my room attendant is. And all of them was Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? I said, damn. I woke up early this morning, about 7 o'clock. I said, I'm going downstairs. Let me check the ceiling, man. I said, well, I'll be damned, man. These Hispanic housekeepers, you know, one of them can't even speak English or whatever. I said, well, look at this. Who cleaning my room? I said, Dad, that means we ain't even in the hotel business no more. They done throwing you off the, they done throwing us into the brink of the abyss. You know, you got people at the hotel and things like that. Now, look, I brought up something because, you know, this weekend, Cat Williams was on Joe Rogan. It was 3 hours and 5 minutes long, and I called Brother West. Yes, I said, look at this. I said, well, he's talking about a whole different thing. He's talking about the Tesla, you know. I mean, not Tesla. He's talking about you're going to have cars that's going to drive you to the police station. The police ain't got to check you. They're going to have the technology to drive you to the station to lock you up in the future. They even talked about vaccines and stuff. And I said, they're talking about astrology and all. And I said, no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is very interesting. He's bringing this up. Because it's almost what you said on that clip you played, but here's the deal. He ain't talking about that when he was standing up. They talk about some shit. They just talk about, I'm going to quote, say it. They talk about nigger business. Man, that ain't talking real talk. You see this bull crap, man? You see how we got played again? Hey,
yeah, I told you we're going to get played. I told you. You told us.
Hey,
everybody on the
play.
Oh, y'all told us. Y'all told us. Y'all the dry bones told us.
They played us again, man. I said that.
They played us.
He on Joe Rogan. He's talking the real stuff. And I'm going to say one thing. Look up.
No, go ahead.
Look up this young football player. He was in the combine, right? And he said if he don't make it in football, he going to try to get into astrology or something. He said that he don't believe nobody landed on the moon in 1969. They called him a conspiracy theorist. I forget the brother's name, but he was at the combine. But I'm just letting you know that after that thing we saw with Kent Williams this weekend, he's talking about that conference. Look, he talked deep about the fluoride and the IQ. I said, we've been saying this, but guess what? He said it on there.
Yeah, he said
people still not going to believe you. He said people still not going to believe it.
He even said the Akanaki because he asked about his chain. And he said the chain is the dial on the Akanaki. I said, check that out, because, you know,
that's what he said.
Yeah, and I said, we all brought up the Akanaki on here, and I hope y'all realize who told y'all and how you learned it. It's, all they doing is say, I said, man, they must be listening to these shows. Now, this is what I said. I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all don't have to believe it. They are listening to these talk shows. They see the algorithms are starting to show, so they're getting the celebrities to speak on the same thing. That's why I told you William Cooper, Behold the Pale Horse. That man said this on CNN back in Atlanta, Ted Turner station back in the, said that all this is going to happen in his book. So I know people don't listen. You ain't got me confused. You want to say, I'm going to get one more caller. I want y'all to know, once we do the thing, keep yourself on there.
And Trump was here in Richmond, Virginia yesterday. Forgot to mention
Man.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, Trump was there, I heard from y'all, and he went to the black, this is my brother Campbell, you can talk about this, because when we get there with the disparity of prison. Now, here it is, a man said he'd been indicted. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, if y'all ain't got the insight to understand, if you can indict a president, y'all, on frivolous charges, what you think they've been doing to us? All they doing is showing you what. That's why he said that. Now, he's talking Masonic talk for those who got some sense. That's called the occult. He said, you know, I was incarcerated.
He is a Knight of Malta. Hey, boom. He is a Knight of Malta.
Knight of Malta. I know. But he went to, once he became president, he went right over to the Bjorks. He went to Ireland. Man, come on, y'all. He went straight to them. Everybody pay attention. We on the man. We got one more call. One more call. One more call, and then we'll get the guests in. I told y'all, man, y'all don't realize out there, he met with everybody. Go ahead, brother. He met with everybody, and they did every new. He's the first to go over into the Korean zone. First. Come on, y'all. They trying to tell y'all something. 6661. Go ahead.
Great Donner, my brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, it is. I got you loud and
yes,
clear.
Yes, sir. Jack Bauer. Oh, Jack, we got to get those shirts, man. Jack Bauer.
Yes, we're going to get this. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Everybody got
the Eagle Jacks.
Let's do it.
prayers go out to everybody, especially Sister Shalini. You know, hope she's doing well.
I thought about her
when you brought up the technology. Mm-hmm. And she was the first one to mention the nanotechnology. And the nanomites that they've been spraying over us in series. Now, remember when I told you back in, I think it was the first of February.
The thing was
10G. 10G AI hit. And now that's cutting out the bill, man. They really don't need nothing. And point being, remember when it was an article maybe a couple days ago where Tyler Perry said he halted building his studio because AI would take away a lot of jobs. It's a fact.
Right.
They don't need you. Once they got the avatar of you, they could, and the voice sound, they could create anything they want. Lord, Prince of the Air, Sea, land, and you name it. Checkmate. And we are being replaced at high levels and high rates. And when push comes to shove, you know, Park was ahead of his time when he wrote, "Dear Mr. President, send the troops," because Negroes acting up. Boy, when it comes to these migrants in these blue cities, boy, look at here. It's going to jump off. And I hope y'all can survive it because it's on high levels. Get within yourself, man. We're going back to the dust, but prepare your souls. Good day, my brother. I'm listening, yo.
Oh, yeah. And we talked about that. I sent y'all about the albino, the beautiful albino woman that said she answered all the questions. I sent all y'all out there for a meeting. Imagine a bunch of her. We gonna get deep one day. Then you showed me
King of the Albinos.
You told me that was in Santeria, the albino gods. Yeah, I love that.
In the Ifa or Lukumi Santeria tradition, his name was Oba Moro, and he was the king of the albinos. He was the one that captured the ghosts. And it's deep, man. They're just practicing on another level. They already know the arts.
Yeah, we got to get with the arts. Yeah, that's
peace.
Why I say no weapons formed. All right, much love. All right, we're going to get ready, y'all. I hope y'all ready for this. We ain't going to play with you. I told you, we ain't playing. Don't you take a 1 minute, 2 minutes, please, just so we can key up everybody. Brother Charles, when we come back from this, we're going to have my brother Charles Campbell. He's a resident scientist, mathematician, entrepreneur, and we love what you do, bro, and we're going to start doing some things, so let's make it happen. You'll see some dollar signs coming from me. We want to make sure everybody, even with gambling, look how gambling everywhere, everybody. But just before we come back, just 2 minutes of this, and we be right with you. Thing. We love to be with you this morning. You are on the Helios, Biblical Helios Hour, the Book of the Sun. And this is your host, Dry Bones. We are about to put it on, y'all. We got my brother from the Ohio State. And make no mistake about it, he's doing some things. And again, he's going to give you all the gist, but I just want him to come in, say what he need to say, and we're going to get started with this this wonderful website with the charts, everything on there. It's a monthly. Appreciate that, man. You've been doing it. You've been keeping the grind. Much love to you, brother Charles Campbell, my man. What's happening?
Yeah, Bones, thank you for this opportunity. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for your audience tuning in. What a great show.
Yeah, man. You know, last time we have been talking off air, but I'm so happy to have you. So we're going to make sure we get everything in there that we need to. You've been doing this for a while, and you've been coming up with so much information. And, again, we met off the show at what we call the Dry Bones Connection because, look, we connected, still holding tight on some things that we did do. And let's just start with your perspective of what you've been seeing through the technology world. And you've been saying how disparaging the data is, and just give us – a class right now on how you came to, you know, overview this.
Well, my background is in social work, so I've always had a sort of a understanding and a love for trying to solve problems related particularly to Black folks. And I left the profession when I realized it was a part of a system that wasn't designed to help the poor. We were basically trained and working as prison guards over a broken system that was chewing up people. And I mm-hmm. couldn't be a part of that. So I left to focus on trying to implement solutions that could literally make a difference. And I started with the Quiet Resolution, or TQR, a startup based on Dr. Claude Anderson's books, Black People, White Wealth, and Powernomics. And then it's a national comprehensive black empowerment program, but I knew I needed a way to fund it. So I launched a clean energy company called Allen Hydro Energy Corporation and received the U.S. patent for a new type of power plant where I designed a hydroelectric dam in a 70-story building that could be built anywhere in the world and provide the same kind of electricity as the largest dams in the world by simply using that process and reusing the water without having to, you know, you don't need the environmental dams or rivers or none of that. So again, this was the technology, but I got lots of pushback. Obama administration and all of the previous administrations didn't seem to be interested in technologies that could address climate change, as, you know, their rhetoric or their funding didn't match what they were saying. So I pivoted and started to focus on mitigation technologies, designed a large quadcopter drone that could be used to put out wildfires. And back then, Governor Jerry Brown was in office, tried to talk to them about using this technology. They weren't interested. Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor for 8 years. They weren't interested. Now Gavin Newsom is in office. They're not interested. You no, see, there's a pattern happening.
He's
so then after all of the interference and pushback, I pivoted and started a technology company, Cuptopia.com, and started having web applications, apps, and a lot of things built that I thought could address issues and problems in the marketplace, because I was excited about competing. And then ran into a number of issues where a lot of my technology was being hacked and intentionally broken. So to go back to school and learn something about, you know, how this technology is built and what it takes to fix it. All at the same time, I'm still just focusing on or looking at what is happening to black folks. And the latest blog that I wrote, Black Disparity Data, a U.S. federal lawsuit and a case for a genocide case at the International Court of Justice, is because when you combine all of the things of that, all of the racial disparity data, it paints a picture of genocide of black African-American people. We are systematically being exterminated through the racist laws, policies, and programs that are in place. And most of the time, the folks you think who should be advocating and talking about solutions are members of one group, the Black Boule, Sigma Pi Phi fraternity. They and their wives literally are the richest group of people in this country, but they do absolutely nothing to try and address the problem. They have been smart enough to white supremacists has allowed them to be in positions of power because you get the black face in high place. So black folks who were used to looking at racism through the lens of a white politician now were left confused when they saw black people there in those positions who were solving no problems. So they get elected every year as a part of the Democratic Party and even some among the Republican Party. But the thing that is happening when you look at the high mm-hmm. rates of black infant mortality and you combine that with the high rates of black women maternal mortality and the high rates of black teen suicide, mass incarceration, gun violence, poor health outcomes, food deserts, you see that there are policies, related to laws, related to programs that ensure nothing happened except those numbers keep going up. And so the black disparity data, when you combine all of that data, that is what is literally happening throughout every black community. And
yeah, you
that's
put up
the part of the problem. I wanted to sound the alarm saying that this is genocide. And
yeah.
just like South Africa filed against Israel for committing genocide during the war, we
right.
need someone to file a genocide against the United States of America based on the black disparity data that is literally exterminating black people.
Now, when I seen the data, the one that got my eye, and I think it was the show, the amount between whites, Hispanics, and blacks, and it was unbelievable, but I mean, the data was at the bottom. It was this was in 2022. I think that graph was at, I think everybody, so I put it on the thread, everybody. If you go on the thread for looking at the show on the line, you'll see pictures. Of course, those pictures will show some of the stuff we talked about. That was unbelievable. Now, and I can see that happening because we had meetings here in Miami where we, even though people try to say, oh, the white people are not here, but structurally and sound, they are in the high levels of the finance. And so regardless if they're not physically in the Dade County, as most of the people who of say of color does not denounce the amount of wealth they have, and then the Hispanic community, I can only speak for mine's area, is way above the black community here in Miami, way above. I think you might be giving the Hispanics a low ball. They might be about at least $25,000, I would think, per household to live in Miami easily. They would have to be $40,000 really. If they came over in groups. So it's that was my dad. When I seen that, I said, man, we got to talk. I said, because we're looking at Dr. Claude Anderson. Let's go with that. I'm going to let you hit on after this. You keep going. Claude Anderson was, just like mine, one of my mentor spirits that I came across and met and seen for myself. Is absolutely true. He said we're going to be number four. Now, people, and we number two, it just makes sense. I just listened to him. I said, man, by just doing the math, I said, man, that is really deep. And we might be number six here, but go ahead, expound on that because that is frightening, man. That is some frightening statistics you put up.
Yeah.
I mean, for that time frame,
and
my God.
And Dr. Claude Anderson has been sounding this alarm way before I even came. The man is just brilliant. If someone is going to build a stature to any black man in the 21st century, Dr. Claude Anderson deserves to be there because the principles he's laying out in terms of democracy and how the majority wins and the minority loses is at the crux of white supremacies, that their whole fear around this great replacement theory that predicts that the population of Hispanics and blacks are going to combine and outnumber them in 25 years is driving everything you see in politics today.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want to be replaced. They have engineered programs to maintain the black population at around 13% for I don't know how long, but they can't control the number of Hispanics coming across the border, and that's what they're trying to do with all of the rhetoric you hear around the border fence. There was a reason they engineered the Supreme Court to get rid of abortions because they need white women to stop having abortions. They don't care about black women having abortions, Hispanic women, but they have to stop white women from having abortions because their population is growing. And they are looking at these numbers and saying, wait a minute, if they get in control, they're going to do to us what we have been doing to them. That's their thinking. And they would rather blow this country up. They would allow.
And then what about the group
to be in control?
And then I want people to know that he's just not, those of you who are first time listening to Brother Campbell online, those of us who know, now he's already been affiliated with all these groups and he had a site that, and I want to make this clear, this, you know, people say, oh, y'all down or you might be down on the black card. No, there's people who went to college and became successful without you knowing. They're in anonymity. They so because they did it out of a different thinking. They didn't join all the stuff y'all talk. We talk about people join. We talk about people who took this thing to another level and graduating and coming to where this group only gets their people in. If you're, even if you're one of the most highly, you know, you could be highly talented, everybody. I'm not making this up. You could be highly talented, but if you'd ever join that group or ever have a net association, they will make sure that somebody who could be even dumber than you get it. I want you to understand that, everybody listening. It's not about the, it's about the fraternal fire. But even though the blacks have their own fraternity, this is one of those fraternities. And so you can still love your school. I'm not telling anybody to denounce anything that they ever went to school did. I'm just saying that just know that there's an underlying of another layer in this hypocrisy that says, oh, we're for blacks. And then we give you the light of knowledge to say, yes, you are. And then you use that light against us as a torch. Because if this is the case, what you're saying, Brother Campbell, and you in Ohio, and one of the great Buckeye states, I mean, great, one of the great states, I mean, wilderness states. Give me your thoughts, because even though we hear from you, you live in the area, they just had that train wreck and everything. What's the vibe now? Because it's kind of like a good thing for you, maybe, because you're an environmentalist, to show now a survival side to this, that, you know, we can live even though we have adversity, you know what I'm saying? Because it seems that adverse situations make for wealth, make for people to think more. So that might be your timing right now. Like you said, this could be your timing.
The policies, the racist policies, laws, and programs are in place in Ohio. So you see the same black disparity dated in Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati that you see all over the country. And when you're talking about offering solutions to deal with train derailment or transportation or ways to put out wildfires, these folks are not, they are not interested in that. It was the Ohio Department of Commerce, SEC division, that forced me to sign a cease and desist order for trying to raise money for my renewable energy company. Now, that's high level in the Ohio government, but it's also connected, same thing with the U.S. government. When blacks are trying to compete at a level, that level, their policies and their programs are all designed and engineered to ensure that blacks don't. Unless you are a member of Sigma Pi Phi, you are Boule and you are connected, then they can use you to say, hey, we don't discriminate against black people. Look at these blacks. We have given them contracts. They've got the big construction firm and they've got an architect firm and they are big, but they're all connected into one group that is designed to ensure the extermination of their own race of people. And that becomes part of the challenge. So Ohio, I call it up south because I'm from down south, and I'm seeing the same thing happen to our people no matter where we are. This country literally does not want us because they understand something about our genius. And with technology can be used to make money. And right now, we've already demonstrated that a movie can make $1 billion, right? We've already demonstrated we've seen white folks make movies that make $1 billion and tours make $1 billion. Mm-hmm. So because of technology for those who know how to build it and use it will create opportunities to address the poverty standpoint. But they are also using it for their benefit, which is to suppress and continue their agenda no matter where black folks are.
Now, is there other groups like, because, I mean, there are other people that probably are in the same agenda of thinking that you are. Is there any other within the realm of your vicinity or outbound? Because it seems like there are some people that are trying to do similarity to things that you were saying to do because of the survival new world of they believe, you know, you got to become so. You're going to need water if you can't find water. So these are like viable commodities. What would you think we should be investing in? Like, for instance, and I hate to be a devil advocate on this, but what about since the police? Now let's look at it. Since the people don't like the police and all that's going on, they're saying the gospel don't like the police. The police are disrespected now. Wouldn't it be a good time, like, for the advancement of the robot, which is going to be a police robot? I mean, it's almost like RoboCop. It's like they're going to come out with something, which I already know. I see it now in parts of the country now being dispersed. The police department is undercover. But they got police robots. Do you see that as a technology of investments, or is that a destructive type of technology? Because that's where I think our enemy's in.
You know, I the past couple of police chiefs in Columbus, Ohio, I've reached out to her, again, a black woman, but she's not interested in having a conversation with me. And all I was going to propose was ways to eliminate police from shooting unarmed black people in terms of uniforms and technologies that can't be penetrated by bullets. There are materials like graphene that are extremely strong, and again, it gives them the courage to know that no one, just because the guy has a mental health issue and has got a knife, this knife is not going to penetrate you. Just because they've got even a weapon,
wow,
a bullet,
John Wick. That's like John Wick technology.
Again, technology that can make police officers not be cowards, because if all you're going to do is pull your weapon and aim for somebody's center mass to kill them when they just have a knife. Used to be police, you know, it would get into some physical altercation, you know, mano a mano, right? But again, now police are just trained to kill people. And again, cities are paying the heavy cost for that. Bullet brother Ben Crump is making a killing off of suing these cities, many of them black.
Right. Now, let's go with that, because you've been mentioning some good stuff, and I'm reading on. Don't you got to give the name of the page so that people can go. I mean, I put the picture up that you had with the pregnant woman behind two of the justices, the one on one side and Athena and Isis on the other side with the Maya. I mean, very good picture graphics. What's the website so we can get that? People can go and take a look at this monthly, man. It's very, very good.
Well, in terms of the blog, that I use artificial intelligence, AI, to generate the image, which is just this. It's phenomenal. But the
ain't
blog is Medium, medium.com, medium.com @ WBSBPD88. So that's the Medium blog by which I'm publishing some of these blogs on. That again, Medium, medium.com /@ WBSBPD88. And so again, you know, artificial intelligence is the big thing in terms of ChatGPT, the Bing, and there. But black folks are not being taught how to use this technology to be creative. To have ChatGPT write your novel, write your book for you, or use Bing to create images of art and all those kind of things. There are real opportunities within technology if you learn how to use it for your own creativity. Lots of people have been wanting to write a book and just haven't had the know-how. Well, you've now got technology that will write the book for you. And so, again, our people need to know how to take advantage of this technology so that we can take care of ourselves and our family. But in Ohio, just like up south, down south, the laws, the policies, and programs are designed to exterminate us. And that is what the data is telling us when you put it all together. And until we get, you know, I think Malcolm X was trying to do it before they assassinated him in terms of going to the world court to say, hey, what is happening to black folks is something that the world needs to be taking a look at. And if one African country can come to the aid and do that for Palestine or the Palestinians. Then we've got 50 other African countries, and one of them should be willing to do that for Black African Americans. Take
now,
it to the International Court of Justice
and
charge them with genocide.
That's located now, because I want everybody to know, we don't have to get the facts out. When he say international court, that's in where? Switzerland? Where's that located?
Yeah, I think it is. And I'm really, what I'm talking about is the self-empowerment of Black folks taking control. And in order to do that, we've got to understand that we don't have control. Sigma Pi Phi, Boule, Black folks are in control. And if you try and do anything on your behalf, they are going to intentionally jack it up. They're going to intentionally not be for anything that would be for your empowerment, because they serve at the pleasure of white supremacy.
Now, so let's say this, because I want everybody to get in there, because there's some positives to all this that we because we know they're there. Because I mean, you can attest to it. Physically being around this. Now, the key to me with this is the people, we should bypass them thinking, because obviously with the mindset that most of us can get money without knowing that these people even exist. Most outside of a small realm of people on this line and beyond, we are the minorities, and knowing the Boule workers, whether for Steve Coakley and them, thank the blessings to him upon the heavens, for him coming out and pushing that subject, and the many others, Bobby Hemmets and all them, much love to them who helped us. Now we at the time, Chantrid, you is, and you got science behind you, that's for sure. So we have to really invest in ourselves, like we always been saying. It's like you can't really worry about them no more, because we got the Boule going to be like, wow. How do we detach, in your mind, how do we detach from such a group, being that you, is it kind of like within the mindset of that from the beginning?
You have to know they exist. They're not going anywhere. They're the richest group of Black people in this country. They are everywhere, from Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court to Hakeem Jeffries and a whole bunch of folks that we look up to. They are engineered and in positions of power. And the guy who paid off his student loans, Robert
Robert
Smith.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going anywhere. The problem we have to understand is knowing who they are and ensuring that they don't represent us. So I say it in the ebook that I wrote about it. It's like, listen, if you got a meeting, somebody needs to ask all members of Sigma Pi Phi fraternity or their wives to please. So do identify, because once you know who they are in your meeting, everything that comes out of their mouth, you will be able to put it in a category of they are simply the spies in these Black organizations. They are running these Black organizations, like, you know, the members of
let's go there.
So they had this. And so if you know who your enemies are, you are less likely to be tricked by them or fooled by them, but when they produce no results. Look at them. They are in positions of power, and then look at the communities that they represent. Look at solutions that they have or have not.
So let's do this. Let's go. Hold on. I'm gonna give you a simple solution, and because of you looking this up, I think a lot about this. A lot of people used to say, "Oh, you know, we look too much to the president." Exactly right. The president is the federal government. That should be the last thing we really should be happy about, truthfully, but. The local government, these are your people in power, is your local government. And they, like I just said, the mayors are destroying many cities now, and they Black, for not this one, but a couple other ones, that the ones that like Bowser, and these are fraternity chicks. I call them fraternity chicks. They fraternity chicks. So if they fraternity chicks and they got the power to help, the question is, they going to use African symbolism to sound like they Black, because think about it. All of them have this Black mantra of saying Africa. How do we deal with that? Because they getting people to join the colleges. I know many good women. I'm going to tell you, I know many good people.
The data exposes them.
No, you're right.
They serve in positions of power where black folks are hurting, and they offer no solution.
Right.
And you have to look. The data will tell you. Look at it. They haven't solved any of the problems.
No, you're
and if
right.
you are a politician and you cannot solve problems for the people who elected you, do not re-elect them.
Right.
Do not, regardless of what political party they are in, do not vote for them if they have not solved the problems that you as a community are facing.
Now, let's go there, because I'm telling you straight up, I'm in a couple of municipalities just seeing people who we know and love and they in different parts. Everybody got this issue. This is not even something that now I'm glad you bring it to the broad, because across the whole country, everybody, there's the same problem going on that the blacks who went to college, and I'm not against college. Don't get me. I'm not against learning now and none of that. But there is a they said in the ancient books they would slip this into the collegian era because they were called collegians. So basically, I think the propaganda is in the colleges for sure. So what you think of the blacks that have these five fraternities? I mean, the seven, the Divine Nine, and all this Divine Nine, all this stuff going on. Spike Lee showed it.
Boulé literally created all of the Divine Nine, and they created the NAACP and the Urban League. They created the infrastructure, and what they have done to nullify these organizations, they've created these mandated programs that you do as a part of.
But they're Jewish.
Attorney.
So they're Jewish.
Here's the thing. The energy is consumed, so you will work yourself to death all year, and they reward you with a plaque or something. But the reality is that on these college campuses, Boulé members run them, and they have been suppressing and stifling the creativity of our kids for centuries, to the point where now Mississippi, there's a Republican in Mississippi that's proposing to get rid of three black colleges because it's come to the light that they have been withholding money and underfunding these universities to about $400 million. And they're already complaining, well, we don't have the budget, so we need to get rid of three universities. And you know they're looking at Jackson State, Alcorn, and Mississippi Valley as a part of that.
So add that YD on left. So now the truth coming out now. But see how time takes? Time will reveal everything. That's why we're seeing something now unbelievable. So you're saying these colleges so that means Dion had to know that this was going on because of the fact that, look, I see they stealing the money. They wasn't putting the money where he told they was going to put it. He knew that, but he didn't go berserk on. He could have. Wow, that's deep.
The thing about it is when you're underfunded historically and you bring in someone like Deion Sanders and he's driving up revenue, well, the president at the time was looking at all of that and saying, man, we could use some of that money someplace else, right? But that wasn't the deal. The deal was he was supposed to be getting a cut of that, and then they started lying about the ticket sales when Deion Sanders is looking at a sold-out stadium that has about 60,000 folks.
Right.
And then
you're
telling them there's only 20,000, and he's getting a cut of 20. You know, the money was beginning to be funny, right? But here's the thing why they had to get rid of Deion Sanders, right? Because Deion Sanders caused a mental shift of black people in Mississippi where they started to believe in something. They started to believe in their ability to be empowered. And that, with Mississippi couldn't have that because that was transformational for black folks who have literally been beat down and convinced that they couldn't do anything. And so these HBCUs are the gold mine. If you simply require these students to begin to work across whatever academic discipline they are studying to come up with new products and services. So if you're studying chemistry, how dare you not invent some kind of lotion or hair grease that can be sold in the market? How that can lead to manufacturing jobs within your community? All of these, it is the mindset. And so if you get these, and the presidents of these universities, a lot of them are Boulé, and they don't want something like that to happen because they understand that this is how you suppress the people. they have prevented blacks from having more medical schools, more law schools, more full engineering programs, because they know those are the three disciplines based on knowledge that given to black folks, we will literally change and transform this entire world, because we understand we can protect our health better as doctors and nurses. We can defend our rights better when we have law degrees and be getting those positions. And as engineers, we can build some amazing things and work with creating economic development in these cities. And that's where bullying has been so damaging and so effective at suppressing that, suppressing at the college, black college level, suppressing at the community level, and drain the hope of black folks. They do not want to propose things like a fair and equitable redistribution based on the percentage of the taxes on the population. Things like that would literally say, okay, if we're 13% of the population, then let's make sure that every dime spent by the federal government, 13% of that is going to black folks and not just to the same elite black folks. It's been going do that at the state level, do it at the county level, do it at the city level. It is those kinds of ideas that they don't want to talk about. Because those are solutions that could empower black folks, and that is what they are sworn against, empowering and uplifting black folks.
Now, let's go with that, because you, again, I don't know the makeup of everybody's state, but I know yours is with the immigration plan, and you talked about, I'm going to give, this comes out his site, and I like how you say, you said, because we said during Black History Month, I guess just like a precursor, our religions programming subsequently trained us to keep hope alive and keep the faith that systematic white racism would change. That's one quote, like that one. He said, did you know that black African Americans are disproportionately affected by systematic disparities in the United States? And the keys you use was the law. They don't have a significant contribution computed to the perpetration of racial disparities, includes high rate of black infant mortality rate, which I can see that for sure, because we number one at Planned Parenthood, has been known for years. The placenta I just played last week, where they want to buy the placentas. And so, I mean, we got some things, and we missing the most. Now, how did you jar, I can't blame the Boulay for everything, but I will say this, you know, some of these Boulay members are our family members that got to college and became very successful. And it's like you said, we got to start like at home first, because that's why you said we got to look at them. Like, they right living with us. Most of the blacks that are in your municipalities that are mean to you, they family members of people that you probably you don't even know. So we got an ingrained hate going on somewhere that we hiring people to want to do harm to us. And then we saying that they part of the church, the colleges, because college promotes going to college. I mean, church promotes college, y'all. It's just common sense. They work hand in hand. So church, college, what you put in here, which is like that's a war. We got church and college going against us. Mortality weight. Then you say we got mass incarceration on your man. There's another lack of health care. Now when they did the Black Lives Matter, and you give me the data on this, I like to do a show on this when we get more data on it. Y'all could do it too. How many businesses in the black community went belly up because of COVID, and the Black Lives Matter burned up neighborhoods before COVID? Because first they burnt up all these neighborhoods because a criminal, George Floyd, who I told y'all got microchips in him, decided he want to go act a fool, and some out of all the time he want to go berserk at that day. I mean, he been doing it for years. All of a sudden he goes that day. Huh? So my question is, how do we get people to get excited if they watching this going on without no participation? So you think that they use the technology on us that we talked about earlier, that somebody probably blackmailed?
I think they're using technology from a media standpoint, but because of all of the laws and the policies and the programs that are in place, you have black folks in survival mode. And so when you see all of the negativity from folks who don't have access to opportunity like a college education, people keep telling them you can't get a job or no you know, and even with technology and artificial intelligence coming along and displacing people who have college education, you see people at their very basic trying to survive, trying to feed themselves, trying to have housing for themselves.
Right.
And
right.
you throw on top of that immigrants who, when you tell black folks you ain't got no money to help them with housing or education or food, all of that, you then allow immigrants to come, and then you can find money now all of a sudden to provide them with housing and free health care and all of the things that you've been denying the people who've been paying taxes for. That's where you set up the problem with these sanctuary cities, because like Chicago, when you don't address the issues that black people vote you in, and then all of a sudden you start finding money to go and help other groups, that becomes a problem. And you want to see
problem.
That
correct.
As Dr.
Right.
Claude Anderson spelled it out clearly. They don't let these immigrants come into their neighborhoods. These immigrants are deposited into black neighborhoods competing in for black, and they come here with a sense of their culture, so they pool their money with them. So even if you're in a black neighborhood, they won't spend their money with the black businesses in those neighborhoods. They go find Hispanics or Mexicans or other businesses, and they spend their money with that. So black folks are not seeing the economic boost from all of these immigrants coming in, because they are pooling their resources to come here to compete.
Now let's go there, because you mentioned, and I go with what people say. My analytically looks at a lot of things. Me and you got the same. Dr. Claude mentioned that, okay, by us now, maybe that's why we were richer at the end of slavery. Utopia and all that. I'm just saying that seems like that concept of was forced to work together under subverse times got us to really do it. And then we started over the centuries doing it. Then we make these deals. And now I'm seeing what you're saying is that, I mean, no one could deny what you're saying. Anybody that said the hint is like, okay, there's an element where it's diabolical, where if this group is hell bent on keeping black, their own people down, that came from their own people. Now we're dealing with the worst enemy you could ever have, basically.
Yeah.
So,
and
if you look at it on that level,
because they have been rewarded. They have been made the richest group of people in this country. They have been put in positions of power all over this country. So their kids are looking at this, and other people are looking at this, and those folks won't end. I mean, you got a group of black folks who want to be a part of that, right? So that is the reward, the golden ticket, unbelievable wealth and access to all of the people you think you want to have access to in this world who can help you get. So that is the natural appeal for those folks, and a lot of their children who are being raised and grandchildren, great-grandchildren raised in the environment of wealth and privilege and all of that, and understand where that's coming from. They don't want to buck that whole system. They want to be a part of it. And that's where you get folks who don't have a real connection to their people, don't have a love for the people. And so how we solve those kind of problems is that those of us who do have to, who have a love for our people, have got to raise the alarm, but we've got to create solutions that solve problems. And whether we're using technology or the old-fashioned, let's bring people together and put something, make something happen out of nothing, and demand that our politicians redirect some of the resources that we pay in taxes back to our community for solutions. Black folks, after they got out of slavery and they were putting their money in the Freedmen's Bank, the whites literally looted the bank, controlled the bank, and literally robbed black folks of all of their money. So they don't trust the bank anymore. You have that. And then when we were overcoming the 1920s, the Black Wall Street, there were hundreds of black cities like that. that were burnt down, just like Tulsa, Oklahoma, to destroy the economic power of black folks. And then they're going after black farmers now at an alarming rate. And the guy who's over the black farmers, he won't even have a conversation with me. And he is represented by one of my fraternity brothers, you know, who's Boulay. So, again, the black farmers who think they are getting help are literally being led down a path.
Now, Brother Boy, I think Brother Wesley, one of his brothers, he turned me on and listened to him. Now, he's definitely in the mix of trying to get the money. I don't know what they're going to get, but I'll just tell you that, like, I see something out there. Let's go with the Lord.
I have tried to tell him that in addition to trying to get your money, filing lawsuits with the federal government, black farmers literally can pool their resources and begin to take care of themselves. Black farmers are the key to growing fruits and vegetables for black restaurants and HBCUs. Black farmers literally can help save the lives of black folks. Again, Brother Boyd, I've been trying to talk to him for a number of years, and this is how I know the Boulay is influenced, because, again, right there, a simple thing as black farmers coming together and literally helping each other, putting something in place where they are shipping food boxes to black people directly, bypassing Kroger's or Walmart or whatever, where black folks can say, I want to order some vegetables and fruit, and then literally have one place where all of their foods and vegetables are coming, so they can literally make some of the retail money off of what they're growing. See, when you see these people and their behavior, it just doesn't make sense. Right. How is you keep wanting to beg the administration after administration after administration, and they keep playing games. They keep all the time while you're dying off as a group. The kids are seeing you struggle, so they don't want to come back and be farmers and have to deal with that same struggle. So, and it's all about the leadership.
Now,
it's all about who is leading these black farmers.
People. Now, again, no one's going to debate that one. I'm going to say that for sure, because it got to be something going on with and I agree with that 100%. This is the dark side of this job. We have to get ready. We're about to go into the dark side with how this works. If with us to bring the big people have some type of factual belief system or listen to this, what we're saying, we got to show you the facts. And the black farmers was asking for help during the Willie Nelson era when they had Farm Aid. When all of us was young, we didn't care about Farm Aid because we weren't farmers. We forgot about farming. Very most time, most of y'all in New York State and Pennsylvania, we went to farmland to get food. Yes, we did, but they were the Amish. We sure did. Everybody went out to Germantown, Amish town, got the fresh jam, fresh everything. That era that I grew up in, knew of it, went to it, but we didn't have a high concentration of black people who was doing that at the time in those states that I was affiliated with. So I'm thinking to myself, what happened? And you said that they systematically, let's jump to right now. We got Bill Gates buying up all this farmland to put a Green Deal agenda, and yet they got black people to go along with it. Now, remember that blacks is the number one body count or death count for the Democratic Party. They don't go to no other party, so don't worry about the Republican Party. Blacks only go in mass form, as cattle form, to this one party. So no one can say, oh, there's a Democrat. No, you've been under Democratic rule for quite a while, almost a decade, almost a century now, almost, not quite a century. And to say that what we're hearing Brother Charles Campbell say today is almost frightening. Now, Brother Charles Campbell, we met a while back, and talking about inventors, which you have so many. Go to his website. Brother got some great inventions, and it does need help. And that's why you wonder why the black millionaires that's out there now, billionaires, won't listen. That's very strange. He got it on. He got some good, because that's what they're doing now. Everything he talked about, so we have to now come up with a link that you purchase. Give them the name, brother. I looked it up, everything. He got everything that you would see, PayPal, MasterCard, safety, everything. Tell them the thing and what's that about, because that had all the stuff that most people want to go, including HBCs, because he never said he was against the HBC. He said the Boulay elite is part of why, and even because you went to HBC, If you ain't in the Boulé League, don't even worry because you don't even have a clue what was going on in your school like many of these young people. But go ahead.
Well, the latest project is Black Ujima, Black, BlackUjama.com. And that, I created a web application just to allow black folks who have products or services that they want help marketing. They can upload their products, create an account, and other black folks who want to help drive sales can literally market their products or help them drive sales. In return, they give you points that can be converted into actual cash. And so for black entrepreneurs who have pitch decks and they want to share it with if you've got a five-minute pitch deck and you're looking for people to contribute, donate to your project, you can use Black Ujima to do that. And so these are the kind of solutions that I'm using technology to build because I think we have to begin to work together and collaborate and help each other. And then there's a reward for doing so built into that kind of thing. My clean energy website is AHECENERG, a heck energy without the Y on the end, .com. And so there I list the power plant information, the vertical farming system technology, and a number of other power generating and creative solutions that can be manufactured and distributed, especially in Africa, where there's a great need there. So, again, I think there are lots of opportunities, and I am open to being creative and inventive with a connection to the economic development. Most of the black mayors I have reached out to in terms of talking about economic development in their city with manufacturing some of this. But again, Boulé control, they're not interested. Same thing with many of the HBCUs reached out to them, and they are not interested in any kind of collaboration to help their communities. Again, I understand why, but you still have to challenge them because they are part of the problem if they're not focused on solutions.
And you got to go to them and give them to be on record that you went to. Also, but you did mention something, and I mentioned about those. I'm looking for people who say they could do cases. We need somebody. See, there's a lot of cases out there. I won't say this is going to world court because, again, it takes a lot of lawyers' ingenuity. But what you said about the chat, maybe you, somehow we could systematically set up after we can talk about this where people could come through who don't really know the technology, but you could master like a case. Like we come up with a case that they want to solve. We can find out how to bring the present it and stuff like that. If you got the power to do that, man, I guarantee you'd be lucrative. And remember, I brought that to you for Wishing Lives. So just in case it happened, you got to be in on that one. Because that one is real. Because think about it. You just mentioned that you were able to make those pictures through AI. Obviously, you got an idea about it. And what's happening with AI is it's going to leave a lot of people behind if they don't get the proper technology. So there's a vehicle right there for you. And I do remember Obama saying that you're going to have to become your own entrepreneurs somehow, because it's the first time I've ever seen people making money just by people watching them on technology. Now, it could be good, it could be bad in the eye of the beholder, but it's out there. But we came across it because you are an inventor, and I want y'all to know that we bring you everything. When you invent something, everybody, like Tesla and all of them, you got to remember, you got to be financed. You got to be financed. You can't just be, you got to be financed. So what happens is, some people have the ingenuity, they finance themselves, they take loans out, whatever it takes. We had a brother in Buffalo who had the same, was on Shark Tank and everything. And he made the car able to go with water. And I was like, no one knew. No one had an idea he was doing. He kept this going from high school and on. And there's a suspect that, a lot of y'all don't look at the occult world like we think we should. But remember, Buffalo had this dude come in, kill, shoot up a whole store. And the dude got killed. I want for the sake of it. if everybody naming people, but everybody know in Buffalo who we're talking about. And gets killed. Now, Shark Tank paid for the funeral, but they never went for his invention. Never. They had proven that the car can go, everything he made. But see, I looked up stuff because I said, man, he can't be the first. But when you get calls of warning, sometimes you got to listen to that. Damn, when you make something so good that can save people and energy and stuff, these are robber barons that we talking about. We talking about straight up pirates. All over. That's why the Boule got skull and bones. Remember, they pirates. I hope y'all remember that. That's why I keep telling you, I don't even worry about pirates. They want their booty. This happened to a man who gave a warning. Now, listen to this. It's only going to take a few minutes. I'm going to take calls right after that. Y'all can ask Brother Charles Campbell some calls, get some questions, ask for him. Which y'all, you know, all y'all want to get on this line, hit the number one button, because we just getting started. Y'all have no, if y'all got home, I said no weapons for today. If y'all got homes, guess what's coming? I'm going to play that later on in the next half hour. Hold tight. All you are homeowners, I want to ask when y'all pray, no weapons formed against thee shall prosper. Remember what that word said, shall prosper. Listen carefully.
Okay. It never wears out because there's no moving parts.
In the top, our news here at 6 o'clock, an age-old dream becoming a reality. A local inventor has discovered a way, hear this, to use water to run your car.
It's a major breakthrough that will no doubt make motorists happy. And as Ralph Robinson explained, the Pentagon is also showing lots of interest in this project.
Water has always been considered a precious commodity, but Stan Meyer's invention may make it even more valuable. He has developed what's called a water fuel cell. It has taken the place of his old gas tank. The water fuel cell breaks down water molecules into oxygen and hydrogen. The hydrogen is used to run his dune buggy.
I don't care if you use rainwater, well water, city water, ocean water. If you don't have any fresh water, go ahead and use snow. If you don't have any snow available to you, then use salt water because there's no adverse effect to the fuel cell.
Meyer started working on this project 4 years ago. He's not a scientist. He isn't even a chemist. In fact, he never graduated from college. Meyer was determined, he says, to design something to protect this country from oil embargoes.
And we have calculated that if we take the dune buggy from Los Angeles to New York, we would roughly use 22 gallons of water.
The Pentagon flew a lieutenant colonel in last week to look at Meyer's invention. There's talk of possibly using it in the Star Wars defense program and to run army tanks. Meyer is currently perfecting a water fuel cell for cars. It will cost about $1,500. He says it won't need any maintenance and you won't have to replace it. It'll be at least 2 years before the fuel system goes into mass production. The day it happens will be one the fuel industry hates, but it'll put a smile on the face of those who've had to say at one time or another, fill her up.
Enormous range of new things that have been worked up to a remarkable level in the past and then suppressed by the existing order for one reason or another. Either they're incompatible with classical ideas or they upset strong financial interests or whatever it may be. In the past, great things have been done by gifted humans. They are, in a sense, the vehicles of God Almighty in bringing this stuff into the world. And none of it has ever reached public use and public currency because of this dictatorship of the knowledge systems of the world. Video, and in particular projects like this one we're on now, they reveal that you can do to these seemingly ancient discoveries what was not possible or feasible 50 years ago. It was simply beyond technical capabilities, and the means of distributing what you discovered were all in the wrong hands. Nowadays, the internet has put all that to bed. You can't do that anymore. You know, humanity is going to have information no matter what. So I see, in the things that I know about and have been personally involved with, a great horizon for producing an endless series of productions like this that will bring this stuff out of the limbo where they've been shoved and into the full light of day, where some of the bright young people who are now on the earth can make them into blessings for mankind.
They tried to kill him, and they did. Said they poisoned me. All he wanted to do was good. He said that all the bright minds which we talking to today, all y'all listening out there who got these types, you see, when you got something powerful, they scared of it. They can become so scared. Now, I don't know if it's all being blamed on one group. I don't know about that. I can't say one group is beyond reproach because we've been here for a long time, black people. But I will say this, there's definitely something about this America, this era. Now, I'm going to say this before. Did y'all know that Jamaica, my brother, one of my brothers, good brother, love him. He sent me something. We go back and forth all the time, all y'all in there, have a good time with stuff. And he sent me some history. I said, oh, man, let me look this up. Did y'all know Jamaica had an iron smelting plant? They made all the iron shit in the hemisphere that over in this era. And colonialization, the British, once a dude got in power and won, they destroyed the whole Jamaican iron plant. That's why they was in chaos. I can see they went berserk, but they are the British Isles. And now we see why certain things. Think about that. They were smelting all of the iron in Jamaica. Yet, that technology was of its kind. Of its kind, could have been used. That I've got to take some callers. Brother, I got Brother Campbell. Y'all got a question to answer. I'm going to start with my sister. I've been waiting for a long time. B-Low, what's up? A lot of this technology you talk about.
Resurrection, everybody.
Yes, hope you're doing well. So,
yeah,
sister, much love to have you on the air. Yes, love to have you.
About the technology, and I guess all of us are going to be some way or another attached to the technology. The technology is in the air because of CERN. So when y'all look up CERN, CERN is part of the United States, actually part of the entire world. CERN is running things along with the elitists, with the money. They don't care about what's going on. They really just about the power on what they want to do with themselves. Like they tell you, you know, you need to do something with yourselves because I'm doing something with myself. But I'm going to get other people to do it for me. So that way I ain't involved. But, yeah, it's an attack on everyone, especially the melanated, because we're part of the planet. We're part of the net, the plan. Okay? They always taking words and they always taking letters out and adding letters. I think I spoke about this a long time ago. And they manipulate the letters because letters are numbers. So when they start manipulating the numbers, when the brothers come on and they start telling you, that's what they're doing. They're changing words. They're changing the system. They're changing the simulation. They're changing the ideas. They're changing us in general. So they want the significant ones to connect with the artificial. And then they want also the ones to connect to the human. So it's going. That's the three tribes, the 333, like the brothers be talking about. And I'm starting to see it more and more. I apologize for the interruption in the background. Right now
don't worry about it. You're in the background, babe. Go ahead, get it out. Go ahead.
We're all going to be connected because what CERN does is, they manipulate our air, our breath, our breathing with the nanotech, the ion, the oxide, ion that they spray in, and along with some other chemicals. Y'all just have to go to CERN page. They'll tell you they the weather masters. They the kings. They're the ones
CERN.
That manipulate.
Now, let's go with that.
CERN. CERN.
Yeah. Now, let's go there. Brother Campbell, you heard the technology. You heard the sister say about this technology. You know, anyway, I think it's almost like divine. What's your thoughts on how this new technology is?
Well,
like,
CERN is definitely involved with divine. CERN has departments. So the different areas that they're involved in is just about every area. Dubai is connected, too, because they want Dubai to be this Star Wars, Star Trek type thing where you can go and do anything you want to do. It's like a simulation. They want simulations all over. So in order for them to get the simulations to go,
okay,
they have to take care of the sky first.
Okay,
the sky
so we got
has
that.
So many
See,
layers.
Hold on. We got you. Because I want you to know that chemtrails, that chemtrail stuff she's been saying a lot of stuff. But Brother Campbell, what's your take on that? Because you think the technology, because a lot of black people are into technology. Put yourself on mute.
Okay, I just wanted to finish before.
Hold on, yeah, because you're going to get a lot of luck. But try
to
get go ahead. Yeah, you yeah.
Okay,
try
I
want
to finish
out, yeah.
before you melt me, because
yeah.
I will mute myself. That the layers and layers of technology, nano chemicals and tech
mm-hmm.
connected together, that is actual artificial, that's connected with the natural, it's layers and layers and layers and layers of manipulation. Like I said, if the letters are being rearranged to create a new area.
Well,
or
are they doing
section.
It with, is that doing with the, when you say letter being rearranged, you saying they're doing it with the, because I know you said, so the computers, like the man said, computers are like, they're using
yes,
algorithms.
We have nano.
Algorithms.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what the brother was saying. The technology is
right.
in the air that we breathe. There's no way of getting around it. I don't care how much naturalism you put in your body. The naturalism is connecting to the technology. Your natural grass, your trees, all
okay.
of those are reconnecting with the technology, including
yep.
your animals, the cells on your body. We're all being connected, and I'm going to mute myself because there's a lot of noise because I'm not in my normal spot.
I know. We got you. Don't worry. All right, so I just want to say this, Brother Campbell, I'll get you in on this with the sister. And what's your take on it? Because remember, this technology is super advanced. What's your take on it? Because you're dealing with it yourself. You best with it as well.
Well, I start from the perception and the fact that this planet has about 9 billion people, and the global elites only believe that this planet can support about 4 billion people. So they are looking for ways to reduce about 5 billion people. And so all of the diabolical schemes that they are coming up with, things like wars and disease and pandemics, all of those things help their creativity. And technology can be like a gun. You can use that gun to protect your property and your house, or you can use it to go out and just create havoc and take people's lives. Technology is a tool, and we have to understand this technology because that's where the battles will be fought, with us creating technology to help us, to save us against the technologies that people are creating to literally to destroy us. And so this is where, you know, learning technology, getting an education in some of this allows us to be able to help ourselves and defend ourselves and counteract some of these algorithms in social media, or some of the diseases that they are creating with. Technology literally levels the playing field from an intellectual standpoint, from a creative standpoint. The algorithm, the AI, can literally create solutions, or it can create things that are very destructive. It's just a matter of who's asking it to do what. And it's getting so, like with the photo in terms of I created, you just give it a prompt. You say, create me a photo that looks like this. and has this, and it generates a number of alternatives for you. That's just how powerful using this technology. You'll be able to say, hey, write me a children's book about this, and it'll write the children's book about that, and you can take that children's book and you can market it and sell it and make money off of it.
Now, let's say, when you say let make money off of it, we tell it to do it, then, okay, the marketing aspect, which you're doing and all you listening out there, I think it's brilliant that people be able to do. I'm thinking of, hey, you heard what I said, man, if you could put a court case together that's going to actually win, these are the things I'm with. Like, okay, if you say we should go to the world court, let's get the AI to do it for us. That's where I'm at now. If this is so, because they're doing it in gambling, gambling algorithms. And sister, you've been saying this for so long. She laying down. I understand she's not feeling very well, but you're doing much better to be on our program. Appreciate that so much. But you've been saying it for how long? And it's like vindication, because you also sent me that showing somebody else sent me the AI is now like doing jobs. Like they got AI boxing. They got AI doing all kinds of. They got AI doing sex.
AI passed the bar.
AI
passed the bar. So you can literally ask AI about your own court case and write a summary for you, or I mean, AI literally knows the law, and now you can get your judgments, you can get your affidavits, you can get your the things that you would normally go and hire an attorney and pay them to do. Artificial intelligence will do that for you in less than 5 minutes.
I'm not gonna say I'm gonna be, but look, we're gonna talk off air. Cause think about it. Think how many elderly people who's in the age group who don't getting mistreated. How many people we can help? I don't. Let's do that later on. I got some more program. Let's go to 1-877-1-877. Let's think about this one. 1-877.
Greetings, everybody.
We got I got everybody in line. Everybody, thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. That's how we do it on the Dry Bone. Go ahead.
I want to thank the brother for coming on, sharing some very powerful information. It's so refreshing to hear someone come on and talk about the things that we talk about on the show, and especially with the Black community, you know, keep, you know, reelecting the people that, you know, they don't hold no accountability. I love that point. I love everything that you actually said. And I just want to say that, you know, we are against humans against the robots. That's what AI is. AI is the robot, and it's humans. So it looks like the humans is going to be the second citizen, and AI is going to be the first citizen.
Yeah, like it was in Saudi Arabia. First robot, AI robot in Saudi Arabia. She got more rights than the women of Saudi Arabia. That's amazing. That's amazing. But go ahead. That's amazing. Great point.
Mm-hmm. And I know you guys hear me talk about Enoch again, but I found some incredible quotes, and this kind of like fit in, because when you think about why do we need AI, right? There's no reason for AI, because we have humans that can do everything that AI can do. So I think that the reason why we have AI and robots and everything is because that is their human beings. You know, they've been trying forever to create a robot to, you know, have the consciousness, have the human shell, but controlled by them, because that's what the Watchers are all about. The Watchers want to control us and want us to, you know, be slaves, like back in, you know, when you were saying earlier, you talked about the
Akhenaki.
You know, those are just the human, half human, half spirit beings that back then they were talking about slaves. So now it's like it's just repeating itself. Now we've got to be slaves to AI. What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? Are we going to continue to go along? Because I ain't going to lie, I use GPT chat. Because it's incredible what it can do, especially looking at the marketing material, and you know, if you need some documentation, really, like you said, I didn't know that now we can go to AI for legal advice. That's incredible. So So what are we going to do as human beings? We don't let the immigrants come in. The immigrants, but here, you know, here in Georgia, y'all heard about the lady that got killed. They passed the law quick, swiftly. If they see an immigrant that look like they may be from another country, cross over here illegally, they are going to arrest them and deport them. You know, so I don't know how many other countries, I mean, other states is going to, you know, take that type of.
You're right. Well, the countries, whatever they are, corporate countries. They corporate.
Yeah,
every true. State is a corporate. Yeah,
yeah. So I don't know how many is going to take that position. You know, because there's a lot of. These people coming over here, you know, they're mental problems. They come from jail. They don't know what to do. You know, they came over here. The reason why they're here is because they need voting power. You know what I mean? Who brings in 15 million immigrants in 2.5 years if they have a purpose for them? So, of course, sex trafficking. They're probably taking some of their organs. And then the ones that's going to survive is going to have to vote Democrat until they wake up. Because I got a client of mine, and I just found out. I did not know that, but he crossed over.
No names. No names.
When he crossed over 1995, good brother. I ain't going to sit here and lie, good brother. But he is not for the Democrat Party. 20-some years later. So the only thing that you know, is going to backfire on him, just like all these cases with Trump, it's backfiring on him because of the fact that I believe there is a higher being just looking over and saying, you know what, you're going a little too far. But, and they are, because what happened is when they bring him over here, they get Americanized, and they figure out what party is for to help them economically. They're not like black people. They don't got no loyalty to the Democrat Party. They crosses over. And this brother right here, he crossed over. He's like, no. And he came over. So.
One who crossed over. That's a good one there. I like that one. Now, let me ask you about that, because Georgia is a hotbed. Fannie Willis, I mean, I'm almost like Georgia is becoming a soap opera. Tyler Perry making Kelly Rowland take her clothes off. She happy as hell to do it. I'm loving all this. Unbelievable stuff going on in Georgia. So you telling me, what's the vibe? what's the vibe with all this going on with Fannie and the court? The court system got to be looked at as kind of weird, dear. Don't you think? I mean, what's your take? And anybody in Georgia, call in, please. We'd like to hear from y'all for real. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead. We'll just give a brief and let Brother Campbell talk.
Black man here in Georgia is waking up. Fannie, her position, and all the rest of what's going around here with Trump, we've been saying it for a long time. The justice system is not balanced. It's not equal to all people. And Trump is the first black president that felt the pain that a lot of black people feel when they go to the justice system. And Fannie, she is not liked by a lot of black people here because they don't see her card. She came to the church talking all that crap, and now look at all the evidence they got against her. She had
they
to go
like,
and get somebody.
I think they get an extra.
The president of the United States with no criminal background.
Yeah.
I mean, she couldn't find nobody to prosecute this man. She found her little lover, who was a criminal attorney, y'all. Never did anything like this. So when you look at that kind of stuff,
hold on. I found something about watching because y'all come in with all this stuff, and he actually went to the Biden White House. He went to them. They got him on record going to meet for 8 hours each time, and they want to know what he's talking about. I'm telling you, this is a conspiracy, y'all, beyond comprehension. Now, brother, I'm gonna ask you some questions. I know you on the line. You hear people on our program. You know how we get. Now, don't you find it strange that the type of technology, they push it for electrical cars? You smart. Now, where's the infrastructure for that, Brother Campbell? If they, you know, 'cause is that coming to be new business? I mean, is that the new investment to invest in that so people get rich? What's your take on the technology of the other? Because you're into that investing and doing it. What do you think black people should be investing in the technology stage of this? Like, what do you think? Because you got stuff. Where are you at?
I know there's a brother in Atlanta who has a car company that converts regular cars into electric cars, and I think that one. From the standpoint we're talking about economic development and jobs, you know, the mindset of people who worked for Ford and Chrysler in Detroit and how that was able to lift people up, right?
Right.
So you're talking about an opportunity, but I think I see a bigger opportunity in those drone-like cars, particularly for Africa, because they won't have to build out all of the infrastructure. It is the equivalent of them going from needing a landline and all of the costs to bypassing that and using cell phones. So again, even the technology that the brother in Buffalo was working can work with this kind of drone technology. And so the thing is, if you're able to create jobs that pay living wage, particularly for black folks in the community, the opposite effect that happens is the crime goes down. All of the quality of life goes up, the expectancy. So economic development is one of the keys. And building new technology or manufacturing new technology has to be part of the playbook. And these politicians who don't want solutions are ignoring all of these inventors and individuals
right.
with great
right.
ideas because
right.
they don't want to help their own people. All of
and
the money. Elon Musk got $400 million from the Department of Defense for what he was trying to do with his rockets and stuff. So, again, it's economic development, but it is the power of black folks. Dr. George Washington Carver was not the only gifted black scientist who could come up with all of these different products. We still have and producing these people. It's just a system is designed to ignore them and not invest in them.
Now, y'all both said the same thing, and I agree. I just said earlier. If you look at, believe me, I'm very much into the tech, what's y'all talking about. Black people are and India, who are black peoples, if you want to use the term, melanated people, whatever. I don't want to get too long with these semantics. But if you look at that, you see that our people is making this technology. And what's happened is the bidder, whoever bids on it or fights for it, has control over it because they actually – what they do is the patent is the companies, if it's made in the company, if it's outside the company, then somebody got to finance that. And the finances then take you to the – and you actually – so if you're a capitalist, everybody, this is why capitalism will give you two systems, capitalism or communism. Capitalism, they can ask you what you want to give us to us for. And you say the right amount, or they might be generous and give you more, you live. Communism, they take it. Ain't no damn if, ands, or buts. You got to ask yourself today on this line, the system that y'all want, because you said Trump and the others. See, do you want the technology to be made here where your children and your children's children can have the same individually powers that Taiwan got? Because all your goods and services, I know everybody likes to blame the white man, but I don't see our stuff made in England. Our stuff made in China. Our stuff is made in China, and they're so advanced, so advanced. Believe me, I'm going to tell you soon. I'm working on something, but I ain't going to even tell you. I see something happening here because I like what brother's saying, but even when you say Africa, if we go to Africa right now, we got to deal with the Chinese. That's a fact. Y'all want to debate that one? Let's go. If you want to deal with Africa, I definitely believe we got to have the Chinese sitting in, on the meeting. I bet you that's happening. It's sitting in on the meeting in Jamaica. Right now, who's sitting on the power of Jamaica? Let's talk, y'all. Y'all ready? But we got to go into Helios Power. It's time for Helios Power now. It's about to get deep. Y'all ready for Helios Power? We about to get deep now. I ain't playing with nobody today. 0997. I turned somebody on first. Who I turned on just now? Before, but 0997.
Yo, peace. Y'all rolling today. Hey, listen, man. You were talking about ions and whatnot, but listen, when they put in this 5G and this 10G, and then they gave all these people this, I want to use a word that won't get us in trouble, when they gave everybody the bang, you feel me?
Right.
So now you've been re-engineered. When they turn up the 5G, now some people have things that's in their blood systems that are going to be activated by the 5G, with the 5G towers being put in everywhere that's so powerful. they basically hit, could flip a switch and a lot of people will fall out, basically. And depending on how far people have gone down that road with boost one, boost two, boost three, a stroke could happen at any minute. Now, they're looking for a cataclysmic happening when people just start falling out. The other thing they keep telling us, they're going to knock the grid down. Now, they keep repeating this over and over and over that they're going to knock the grid down. If they knock the grid down, they're going to take us back to the caveman days, because a lot of people are not going to be able to cope because of the technology that you all are talking about. I come from the old days when we didn't have all this. I remember when Ma Bell was our only phone, and Mama controlled that one telephone.
Correct.
But we in a different time now. People
That's
don't.
Right.
Hey, look, you know what? The most powerful thing that you could do right now is be able to create your own food. Because, see, this is the other way. My man was talking, but he didn't say the word eugenics, but I'm always going to say the word eugenics, because ever since they met us, when they found out that they can convey disease by throwing a blanket into your camp and kill damn near half of you or all of you, they've been doing this. They got laboratories set up all over the world where they're making things to see insects that can inject you. Now, you guys are talking about my man with the hydrogen vehicle. He's not the only one that created a hydrogen vehicle. See, now he's stepping on Rockefellers. He's stepping on big oil. They can't have something that wipes their industry out overnight. So, yeah, they poison him. He was with his brother, too, and his last word was, they poison him. I remember that poignantly. And it's so many things that we're looking at now. We live in, look, I equate this to being back in the 60s and the 70s when things was really popping. This summer's going to take us back to that kind of time right there.
Ooh, time travel.
You're seeing your country become a communist country right before your eyes. And
before
a lot of people
eyes.
Asleep, they're not paying attention to the game. They're turning your country. They just brought in 12 million people on top of you over here.
On top.
And guess what? That's a standing army in your camp right there. Probably
there
I'm going to say they can't have a standing army on their own land. So they imported the army right in front of everybody. It's not a secret.
True. Trojan horse, baby. Trojan horse. Told you, back
it
door.
It ain't even
back
Trojan.
Door.
They did it right in front. Hey,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
They always. They,
yes, I can, but hold tight. Somebody talk. No, yeah, you talking.
I got a point I got to make.
But you're talking about the brother talking. I heard you, but he's talking
about.
No, my
bad. I thought I was on mute. That's all.
I got you. Go ahead, brother. Finish up. Your thoughts was rolling. Go ahead. Keep going.
And you got to remember this. The most important things for us moving forward from now on is going to be the food that we eat, the water that we drink, and it's going to be get back to basics. Back to basics. Hey, look, you never had a time in your life that's getting ready to come upon us right now where people that look like you and me, we're going to have to figure out who's who, and we're going to have to work together consistently. This is what these people do. That's why the Venezuelans came here. Shit, they didn't miss a beat. The cartels ain't missing a beat. They come here organized. They come here, they think you got everything, they come here to take it. And by this summer, because see, I came out of Chicago, I'm in Georgia now. I come from Chicago off that south side. I can already tell you this summer's going to be very volatile in Chicago, man.
Because
them brothers ain't going to have that.
Yeah, yeah,
they don't take
I
it from each
it.
Other. They not going to have a bunch
it.
Of farmers walking around on the south side of Chicago with that popping that bullshit. It's not. Excuse my language. Forgive me.
No.
But they're not gonna have it, man. It's not gonna go down like that. It's gonna be very, very, very explosive.
Well, let's go there, man. Let's go there. Hold on. I'm gonna tell you how you know you're telling facts. Now, look where they're gonna have the convention.
In Chicago.
See, the same thing happened back in the day. It was the Chicago riots during the convention, and then let's be honest,
y'all. 67 convention was that the one?
Yeah. It went berserk. Mayor Daley and all that went berserk. See, they playing the same script. Now, one thing about this thing, I'm telling y'all, it's magic 101. I hope y'all ready. Now, see, they want you to buy the glasses because I put them on in New York. They want you to put the glasses on because it's gonna bring you comfort. Now, brother, I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna start getting people names. I'm gonna call you offline. You gotta say what you want. I'm gonna ask you what y'all want because so many of y'all all across the country. This program is heard across the country. I want everybody to know that I want y'all on here. I just gotta give everybody time because I'll do it in a way where everybody can feel they connected. You ain't gotta be told that. Now, my brother from Virginia, I think you're Virginia. Virginia, say what you're gonna say.
Yeah. Look, not bad on that. I was just trying to make sure I was on mute because I've been working on my I'm working on my brakes and things, but let me take a little break right quick.
I love that. Go ahead. Go.
But look, let's break this down, because he mentioned Georgia, and I was going to say about Georgia, because he said from Chicago, yes, and they had 96 state convention. I was about to bring it up because they had just brought up on the news the other day that this summer may be protests outside of the convention. What happened the other day up there in Michigan? Outside of in Michigan, if you realize, there were 15% of people in that Democratic primary did not vote for Biden and voted in committee. Now they're getting on the Muslims, but you realize Joe Biden ain't saved. You ain't Muslim, you don't vote for me. Pay attention. He didn't say that.
Right.
But
he ain't going to say that. Yeah,
now,
he don't say that.
The other day, they were talking about Mitch McConnell is an ad from Congress. Now, you can look this up. Mitch McConnell, because I was talking about Kev Williams earlier when I was on. Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law got into an incident where her Tesla locked and she crashed. You go look it up. She crashed. So what I'm saying is, and I was out there in Baltimore the last couple of days, and I'm talking to this guy, me and him having a conversation, we just sitting there vibing or whatever, and I was saying, what you drove to get down here? Like, man, I drove my Tesla. He was like, it takes 6 hours to get down here in a gas car. It takes 7, probably with Tesla, or 6:30, because he said they got this supercharger thing. But he was like, only thing about Tesla, they got, you know, only you can get Teslas charging. He was like, and the other charge is inconsistent. Like, you might have to dig and stuff. And he said they got Tesla supercharger and whatever. But he was saying, you know, that it's longer, you know, it's cheaper because I think they pay like $10 to $15 a charge station for gas. But I'm sitting there saying, you telling me all this, brother, but I'm just telling you, Mitch McConnell, sister-in-law or whoever related to him,
crash.
Died in a crash with a door locked on herself. So
now,
they know they can do that to us, and we still never get the cars on a big scale. They can do that to us.
Dude, Princess Diana and them had the same thing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Everybody car got this thing.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods to thank you. Everybody car got it in it already. You think you don't got it. If you got like a 2013 or like a 2010, maybe a 2009, that's when they didn't put that thing where they can take you and do the diagnostics. When they take it off your car and put the diagnostics in there, they can go punch in. Now you know your car. Now, again, this is old school knowledge. I'm going to be honest with you. This has been told. So they did a movie called Upload where actually they told you that the car locked up, the dude crashed, and he went to be a virtual dude because he wanted to keep living. So they tell you the car, and you've seen it in the movie. You just seen it in the movie. Escape from a
he didn't even know he was going to be uploaded in the movie. He didn't know he was going to be uploaded. But yeah, the car is crashing.
Right,
so they're going to upload you into the machine.
Right. To the machine. That's right. Now, hold on.
To the brother in Georgia. To the brother in Georgia, they just had like what they call like a reparations thing where they say yesterday they got to say they're getting $80 million. They want $80 million or something. And I said, let me see who's sponsoring this. And NAACP back and they say, you know, there's got to be some things
going on.
Last week they told you who's sponsoring it. Come on, man, the Jews sponsored. Yeah. All you got to do is go to the three live Jews and you'll find out.
If you want to take reparations, you take the land. You don't take none of their funny money, man.
That's right.
Who
wants paper?
The biggest spell that we live under every day is we fall for this phony money because we're working for free. If everybody realized your money is backed by full faith and confidence, that's all. It's not backed by gold. It's not backed. It's worthless paper. Yeah. It's print $100.
I'm going to do this. We all have a Jekyll Island retreat. All y'all listening, if y'all want to do a Jekyll Island retreat, because that's what they did it on.
Jekyll Island,
Georgia. We got to do a Jekyll Island retreat. If y'all really want to do something, email me at drybone7@hotmail.com. I want to see who, because see, I went to Stone Mountain. I went to all this in Georgia. I asked people, they don't even know Mahatma Gandhi is in the front of the King Center. He actually in front of the King. He before Martin Luther King. Now, I took pictures in front of that. I said to myself, wow, that's unbelievable. Hey, hold on. I want y'all to listen. We're about to do some more. Now I gotta play this because unfortunately y'all said it's gonna be hot. Y'all said it's gonna be this, that, this. I just wanna put facts. See, we just don't ramble, y'all. All you listening out there for the first time, so they can say they just a bunch of niggas rambling. Nah. You just
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being, well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are the various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Now, that's in 62. I must say, I'm in the golden year. I must be able to see this in all you 62. I said to myself, man, I'm born into a world. Now, I'm going to ask Chappie, how can I sue for being born in this world of sin? Put me a court case, Chappie. I hope y'all listen up to everybody. Put a court case that we was born into sin, so we have not been free at all. If somebody born me into sin, now this is what they got. Now, let's see if church and state really works. See, I'm telling you, we are on a cataclysmic mountaintop. You heard that. That was Huxley and them at California, which is the worst state. People are leaving. I hope y'all know everybody's leaving California and coming to me. I got to move some. As for the court case, I'm going to find the case. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. This is y'all want to believe that this ain't on purpose. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what's going on? When y'all start to see that y'all going to have food shortages soon, you can't feed that. They getting food cards to eat up the food fast. They call it locusts. In your Bible, which is an allegoric story of Star Wars, says that the locusts and they would eat up the harvest and all that. Oh, man. Y'all thought they was actually talking about insects, huh? Let's get started. We on the second half of the He Wheels. But you heard that. You science. A lot of that's Stanford. You heard it. I mean, come on, California. I'm on the high level colleges. Many blacks went there. Many. So we gotta look at all the blacks that pledged. I mean, you can easily look it up, but it's just almost frightening. because it might be your aunt, uncle, and all them. You think so? I don't know what to tell people when I say, do they know? Do your own, are your own family, those of you on this program, if you don't love sci-fi, you don't know that you live in it, this ain't the program for you. You live in the sci-fi world right now. That was almost Twilight Zone. That man said 1984.
We sci-fi, y'all. We sci-real. Science, reality.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you don't know about sci-fi, I just said you live in that. I'm like, this is unreal. Who comes in 1962 during the height of the civil rights movement? Make a speech like that. Who does that? And says, well, we might get them to enjoy it. At the same time, King running around the country, we shall overcome. They're in Berkeley, California, saying we might could devise a plan where they can be happy being slaves. I mean, we're working on it. And you telling me... All right, let me get the lines open for some more callers. Let's get busy. I hope y'all listening. I told you, you better ask your preachers all the shit you've been hearing all your life. What weapons are they talking about?
And how the hell?
Hold on. I got more calls. Y'all can't. Y'all, there's so many of y'all jumping on. 7249. Mute yourself. You got a lot of new wind in 7249. You got a lot of wind. Mute yourself. 7249. Area code 2.
Greetings. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
There you go. Jump on it right now. Get it. I ain't got, go ahead, go.
Hey, Sam, greetings, and to Brother
Eddie. Brother
CC. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Brother CC, Charles Campbell, yes, my CC, because you dropped the bomb on his family. I love it.
Yes.
But staying with the numbers and on target with no weapon that is formed. See, you said it great. Everything could be a weapon, but for me, the weapon is the number behind the words, and weapon happens to be 16, which is 7, so we're going to stay on that 7. And by the way, bomb is 7, so I'm going to give y'all some signs of the time. Signs is also 25, which is 7. And the signs that is being used on the flesh, 25, flesh, 7. And it starts from the head. That will be last, and the last will be first, as it said. Head is 16. Last is 16, which is 7. Let's rearrange those letters to last. We got salt. And we mentioned the weapon is salt. In one perspective, it's not all, because all of us got a little part, but that salt, doesn't it give us high hypertension, high blood pressure? Salt is 16, which is 7.
But
and then we turn
earth.
Around, most of
salt
us,
earth.
Most black people in the family deal with what's called sugar, baby. Sugar is 25, which is 7, and it's called diabetes, another disease. See, the 7 they're using on the weapon, because the weapon deals with that black juice that we all have. Black is 2. Juice is 5. That's a 7. That black juice is called your melanin. Melanin is 16. That's why that weapon of ours, they won't. Because, see, through the conversations that we're having that deals with a higher consciousness. By the way, conversation is 34, which is 7. Higher is 25, which is 7, and consciousness is 52. It's our consciousness through the conversation that we're stimulating each other. We're now being activated. Activate is 34. It's the 7. It's the weapon that we have that gives us energy, because sugar is supposed to give and fuel the flesh, the body, with energy. Energy is 25, and the brother's been talking about the energy from nature that he has developed. By way, nature is 25, which is 7. We're getting back to nature, because it's what we put in our bodies that fuel us, that they've learned through chemicals. Too much salt, too much sugar will kill you. So getting back to nature, family, because I'm just giving you an angle of the way that the witch will perform on you. And by the way, which is 25, 7. Angle is 16, 7, and your way. Way is 7. We better learn our way. Because the box, 7 that we were put in was education, 34. That's the box, because we keep seeing that same damn picture in the screens of our mind. Picture is 34 and screen is 25. It's all the 7. So it's at the end of the day, we got to understand that the news 16 and the media 16, which is 7, is the culprit behind a lot of this stuff that we're doing or that's being done to us. We're not doing shit. We're just, again, innocent bystanders until we become
Are we not participating in some? Because remember, I mean, these numbers do got action. That's why it's all mathematics is with it. I mean, if the equation is made, and like, for instance, you said it's an ancient scripture, like we were the salt of the earth, because salt preserves food, different shit. Mm-hmm. It has some good stuff to it. I think it's been perverted.
Oh, yes.
I think our high potential is because we're taking sodium nitrates. I don't think it's because it's pure sodium, Himalaya salt, and all, I mean, the mineral and then all your iodine salt. Remember, they took iodine out the salt, too. So I think they're taking out the minerals or the elements. The elements.
We are breathing in sperm.
No, right. Now, hold on. Now, see, I'm going to go there. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Hold on. Stay with me. I want y'all together. And brother, because I'm saying this. It's a technology, and I, by the way, before I even get started, I got to do a plug. Brother Eddie on Wednesday night with Antoinette, so please jump in there, go to Fast Show to tell y'all I can catch up because he's been saying this and been on point. So I just want y'all to realize we ain't just saying he on point. So it's like if this is happening with the CERN and they spraying over us. Now, they've been spraying over us now for quite a long time. And y'all been saying this for, I mean, at least a decade or more. I'm going to say a decade. It could be 22 decades, but I'm just going to say a decade or more heavy spraying. And y'all heard of Project Bluebeam, many of you on this line. So is this the time frame? I'm going to ask all y'all on this now. Is this the time frame where they use holographic laser technology to perform, not here in America per se, but what if they shoot off shit in the Latin world, Roman rule world? That means Central America, Brazil, all that area. But they got them seeing stuff we ain't seeing yet. And they fleeing over here and seeing stuff that you think they ain't seeing. Because, see, if the news tell us one thing, but how you know they ain't promoting it? Like, come on through. We got passports for you. I mean, we don't see that part. You know what I'm saying? So how we know? And I always wonder how the Bible could say that even the enlightened ones, I consider myself somewhat like could be deceived. I said, man, I took myself down some notch. I said, I could be deceived, which I meant to all y'all on this line. I've been brainwashed before. I ain't going to lie about brainwashing is an ongoing process based on your family teaching you what they taught you first. You only break away from their brainwashing for them to hate you. I'm going to show you the process, how this works. And once they hate what you don't like, y'all become more fractured and you create your own family. And then later on, you might see that your brainwashing came. Now, what they said might have validity, but they still ain't at the level of understanding yet. They say, well, I just play dumb for longer. Now, this is what's going on. See, when you play dumb, I told you earlier, that's all they want. They want to dumb you down. So the problem is, they use the dumb people. Now, this could be your own family, but they say that's how you use it against your family. And we know what you're going to do now?
Okay, wow, they was fucking up our taste buds.
Right. And think about it. They've been doing a lot of stuff. But here's the question. They get you to give your family over to them through giving you a check. Now, I'm going to get deep now. Y'all ready for the dry bones? Now, let's see if you can put muscle on this dry bone. Can they live? See, the check they was getting for you to give your kids psychotropic drugs was a welfare check. And because of that welfare check, good times, everybody, and Jefferson shows you, moving on up. We left the rest of them behind, but I'm in the sky. And so Norman Lear, who was Khazarian, they came up with this a strategy for a long time. They said, we're going to make them democratic socialists. And I don't care how y'all believe. Don't make a difference, but you really are a democratic socialist. Not all you on this line, but the vast majority of your family, if they can get something for free, they will sell their mama. If they say I'm going to give you free sneakers of Jordans for the whole year, if you just kill your mama, guarantee you this means some motherfuckers going to kill their mama through brainwashing. Now, they already got you now. I just told you. Y'all answered your own question. If they took the jab, which is the COVID, see, I ain't scared to say the COVID. See, what happened is they're going to do it again. See, y'all, which I'm about to show y'all. Wait till we about to put this on y'all. They're about to unleash, because you watching all the dumb shit, not you on this line, everybody, but your family, your friends, people on the line probably too. You're so used to dumb shit all day long that they already passed the laws. They already passed them. The one they passed, this is unbelievable. I mean, they already said the robots could kill you in San Francisco, which they killed people. Robots already killed. I played that before. And I played. Now, this is how they're going to get you, those of you who's on the line now, who think you middle class. You can drive a Mercedes. You got a few shit. You know, everybody think they got some shit. You know, see, I'm giving you war weapons form, and I'm giving you supreme strategy that says God, Yahweh, was a man of war, a supreme strategist. And he had a woman, so don't look. He ain't no. That's the problem. They got to think God is gay. You know. That's what they did. They got you to think God is gay. Every picture of Jesus, he is a hermaphrodite. Plain and simple. You don't have to lie to yourself. Just look at them. Now, is that gay or is that just how they looked? Question to you is, what they plan to do to you is, they no longer going to play with you any longer, everybody, all of us. They're going to either play or you're going to die, one or two. Let's not play today. The problem is, if you are this dumb by now to say all, and people are protesting about now recognizing they voted for Joe Biden. Now, isn't that amazing? Let's get real. Here's a guy who worked with the Ku Klux Klan, got pictures with the Ku Klux Klan, got everything, and you voted for the Ku Klux Klan party. Obama's mama was a prostitute on film with a black man who's from Chicago. Because he was the real daddy. That's why he had two daddies. And y'all can't see that either. I said, damn, that's why I say it says you can't even trust the very elect, because how this could go past Chicago and these niggas voted for him. Now, is that the miseducation of niggas? Let's get some more callers. I got some more, because I'm about to fuck all y'all up. All you got houses, y'all better listen to the last tape I'm going to play. All you got houses right now. You better listen in the next 15 minutes. Otherwise, you can only blame yourself. 7881. New York, baby. Always the B-low. What's up? 7881. You got your hand up. 79. 7981. 7981. All right, going once. New York, B-low. All right, you got to go. Are you in the, you now muted. Let's go to 9451. 9451.
Peace. What's up, y'all? It's Thomas.
What's up, brother? I didn't know your number. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
I'm 347. 34, you know, that's your cell phone.
I got you, man. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
We got so many area codes now. I remember when it was just one area code, man.
I know. That's how you know what's going on. That's how you know they changed
yeah,
shit
man.
Up. Go ahead.
Yeah, they keep adding them. But, yeah, man, I, the brother of earlier, I always tell him, man, I got to blame Chicago for Obama, man. Y'all told us in New York that he was all right, man. He's a community organizer, man. We know him. I'm like, word? Okay. Bobby teasing him with that, though, man. These niggas would have voted for anybody with a D next to their name, man. They don't care who it is. You could put a Klan outfit on them. You could have showed all the everything Biden ever did. We had it all out there. And they still said, well, he's better than Trump. And that's what they went and voted. So there we go.
I just want to make sure I got in, man.
Yeah. I'm going to mute myself. I just didn't want to be out on the outside.
Okay. Yeah, you in, bro. You in. Y'all good. Now, let me go up the line. I'm going to get y'all, those of y'all, Brother Campbell, you still with us? What's your thoughts on, tell me about Ohio. Is it, what you seeing, brother, for Ohio? Because y'all major part of this so-called, even if you don't vote, it's still a major part of this whole scenario. What's your take on Ohio? What you see for them? You still with Brother
Well, Cameron? I mean, I think Ohio is up south. I'm seeing the same thing with respect to what's happening to black folks all over this country, man. And it is alarming.
Yeah, it's alarming. It's alarming. Now, let me ask you. I don't know how far you was from the so-called train wreck, but I see that crowd is very upset of what took place. They seem like they will be very unlikely to go with anything that's outrageous at this point. So I think they're nervous about that area. What's the rest of the state? I mean, don't the rest of the state think that's kind of strange that a train derailment on the Booty Love, Booty Jet, here's the Department of you talk about this. Here's the Department of Transportation. He don't even show up. That didn't jog the alumni of Ohio State that's got a lot of blacks and all these other great Buckeye areas.
Well, that same company just had three trains derail yesterday. They haven't fixed any of the problem. Norfolk Southern. They just had trains derail yesterday in the news in some parts of the East. So, again, the train, we've got to find some better ways in terms of transportation. And innovative ideas just don't go up the chain because, those robber barons and their families have locked in politics. Money is now flowing freely, unchecked, to all politicians, and so our democracy is just being controlled by those who want to make money.
Let's go with this. Hold on. Let's go with this. Now, you just mentioned Chicago. My man said he blamed Chicago. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, this is one program. We just don't like to keep talking to you and hear. We got the facts. We let your own facts. From the person, not from I can say his quote, but it ain't nothing like hearing Obama tell you that he was going to destroy you with AI. Listen to this.
The challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people.
Did you hear they say job don't come, so I'm working for just dignity. I'm going to work now, right now. For just dignity. If I would go with this mother just said out of nowhere, he ain't from Chicago, but out of nowhere, I think a laboratory, let's go with that one because that's the only thing I can think of, out of nowhere and tell me that a job is not about money. What is that really telling you underneath? You should go work for free. Ain't that what the scientific community said? Ain't that what they just said to y'all on this line? Did that not what they said? They said you could be happy. So he just told Africa, that meeting that you just heard Obama say was in Africa, everybody. Africa clapped, which is interesting enough. And I said, my God, this is when I realized the whole world is deceived. And there's no way to get around this any longer. You better come to grips. And the whole world is deceived here. If anybody could let Obama go to Africa, tell Africa that he got to reimagine America now with a new job week, you know, got to think of how you work now, and a universal income. Y'all on this line has prophesied already of the future. Y'all said it already has happened. I heard many of you on this line today and before the show and beyond shows that said y'all already seen implementation of universal income. So right now, no weapons formed shall prosper. That's what y'all saying in church. I don't know if that's an incantation or not for reverse polarity. But I don't know. It just don't seem strange that they can actually have Obama, who Joe Biden. You think, how does it look that Joe Biden, a Klan member, can beat Obama? How does that look, everybody? He got more votes than Obama. Is that Obama should have been upset. But, of course, why would he be upset? He masterminded. I mean, Joe Biden beat Obama. That should have been your wake-up call. That should have been your wake-up call. But, see, I'm going to tell you why I said this. Did that with Joe Rogan and Cat Williams talked about what we just heard, the car. I played it for you, the car locking up, the Tesla's locking up on the movies. And I mean, all they doing is they're using witchcraft. And see, you never listen to Malcolm because you had no problem with Malcolm being killed. So I'm like, if they could kill Malcolm in front of all these niggas, miseducated niggas, I mean, what the hell? Let Malcolm tell you, because you ain't going to listen to me, obviously.
I just told you a little while ago, these leaders that they call leaders, this included Lena Horne, this included Dick Gregory, and this included comedians, comics, trumpet players, baseball players. Show me in the white community where a comedian is a white leader. Show me in the white community where a singer is a white leader, or a dancer or a trumpet player is a white leader. These aren't leaders. These are puppets and clowns that have been set up over the white community and or over the black community by the white community and have been made celebrities and usually say exactly what they know that the white man wants to hear. Usually Negroes know that when this bourgeois Negro walks through the door, he is not doing something that he's initiated himself, but he's involved in something in which the white man is the absolute author of and has sent him to the Negro community for some information. And when they give that Negro some information, usually they give him the information that they want the white want him to take back to the white man.
Now, that's before I'm born. And I woke up, I said, wait a minute. Malcolm X is saying what I'm thinking right now? Why are we listening to these niggas? We listen to these niggas. These niggas ain't even living your lifestyle. If you got this lifestyle, I'm sure you should donate, but hey, obviously you're not. So, I mean, how's that sound to you? That they will let base. See, I want y'all, I put a graph up, because Brother Charles put the graph. If you see the disparities in pay and per, I mean, we should be like, I mean, what? I mean, economics don't lie. I know we got to be slaves. If I could see that this one girl got all this money. Now, I want y'all to look up for me, just so we don't look like we just a crazy program. Because, you know, people like this just for educational purposes. Could y'all all go look up your own area and see who is the richest demographic? Just put in richest demographic in your zip code. This all that's all you got to do. This is so easy. That's why the brother said. That's why I see brother. See, I don't want them to go to war because they'd be slaughtered with these type of weapons they got against it. It's a simplicity of thinking. See, once they see you thinking, that's when the real fear. You think they care if you got all your weapons in your house? Do you honestly think they care? Do you really? Now I'm about to show you, but many of you, I got to give you just the last weapon right here, brother. I got to play this. Many of you are gonna lose your homes this year. I don't care what you say. You can say I'm lying. That's on you. I don't even give a damn if you think I'm lying. I'm only with facts. You can say whatever you want. I think Sylvester Stallone moving to Florida now. Now, I'm in Florida. He rich. Now, listen to Florida. I want y'all who listen. I've been telling y'all this for years. I need somebody who knows Chappie, whatever. I need a lawyer right now. I can win a case. But see, who can we really trust? Now, I'm going to give you the facts, only the facts. You own a home in any municipality and think you running free. They already got the mayor of, what mayor they got out of, another crazy mayor. She was out of another state, I think Texas. She was a mayor. They got her on PPP using the COVID. See, they used COVID. See how they got you? They gave you COVID relief so you can blow the money and they'll catch you. See, that's how you know you don't. Now, all you got houses, I know we feel good to say we got that shit, you know, but do you really have a house, really? Come on. I'm not that stupid. Even though I might have a house, do I believe that they can't seize it? Are you fucking kidding? I was in a group called the Yahwehs. He was the biggest thing in Florida, $100 million real estate, South Beach, everything. And guess what they used? So shut the fuck up. You can lose everything because you are watching Cat Williams, you dumb bastard.
Hey, internet friend. If you're a homeowner or you want to become a homeowner one day, you're going to want to watch this video. At the heart and soul of the American dream is homeownership. More specifically, being able to work hard for fair pay, buy a home and start a family, bricks and beams, hopes and dreams, the ability to come from nothing, to be no one, and eventually make a name for yourself, and leave behind a tangible legacy for your family, the family farm, the family business, whatever it might be. But what if the American dream is quickly fading before our eyes, leaving only a nightmare behind? Because trends taking place in California and Florida under the limp excuse of climate change and rapid inflation are leading the way to the brave new world, one in which our children will not be afforded the same opportunities we were in this once great country. In an unforeseen event such as a fire, your homeowner's insurance will typically cover the losses and damage to your property. And so your mortgage lender wants to ensure that your property is insured when you have a mortgage. Because of this, lenders typically demand evidence that you have homeowner's insurance. Well, the problem is insurance companies are leaving California on the excuse of climate change, with the recent years of wildfires compounded with rapid inflation. They're claiming that these factors are basically causing insurance companies to pay a lot more for a loss than they have in the past. As a result, these insurance agencies are raising their rates. For example, for a $1 million house in California, people were paying $1,800 in homeowners insurance per year. And now, rates are jumping from $1,800 per year to $10,000 to $15,000 per year. And if you have a mortgage, this is lumped into your monthly payment. So people who were paying $150 a month towards insurance on top of what they owe on their house plus interest are now paying upwards of $1,200 per month just in insurance fees, making basic homeownership unaffordable for the average person. According to the Federal Reserve Bank, the median home sales price in the United States is $436,000, and home buyers now need $117,000 in annual income to afford a median-priced home in the U.S. The problem is inflation is happening so rapidly, even though they lie about the numbers. They're going to lie, okay? Don't believe the numbers. Look into it yourself. But it's like the Weimar Republic, but with wages being so stagnant. At the end of May, State Farm made the announcement that it would stop issuing new homeowner coverage in California. Allstate stopped issuing new homeowner coverage last year. Farmers Insurance is now following suit, saying that, quote, record-breaking inflation, severe weather events, and reconstruction costs continuing to climb were behind its decision, end quote. Let me break it down for you even more so I can emphasize the weight, the severity of this news. If you can't afford your monthly insurance payment, you're not going to be able to obtain a mortgage. Moreover, if you can't afford to pay your insurance, it's unlikely you'll be able to afford to rebuild your house in the event of catastrophe. Big name insurance companies are leaving California simply because they can't stay in business. So it's setting up this situation where we have a wealth gap that is widening at lightning speed, where only the wealthy can own a home, or a situation where only the Black Rocks of the world can buy a block and rent it out and afford the insurance. Meaning they're forcing citizens out of California, and those citizens will inevitably flow into other states, bringing their politics and inevitably voting for the same policies that have doomed California. What's interesting about this California insurance news...
They're bringing out the lesions. See, you didn't know. See, that's why the Akanaki... See, I can talk about the Akanaki media. We've been talking... I went to ancient aliens. Look. We've been saying that the Akanaki for how long now? Then Cat Williams comes on with Akanaki Watch. And then it comes on Grogan. one of the biggest. And then Shannon Sharpe, who, that show, your journalism is a joke. Anybody could be a journalist. All you got to do is have a brain cell that can keep working and have articulation to whatever mass of media that you want to go to that's in your demographics. And that's why World of Martin's mad, because they went to school and watched Shannon Sharpe get more than them. And see, it's a war on who can win. What's the war? The drones, the clones. That's all. Now, we're going to show you clones. Everybody out here is a clone. You don't believe it. That's on you. But your parents cloned you first, right? Didn't you say that? Your parents gave up. Yeah, your parents gave up your cloning rights when they signed your birth certificate. I'm so upset now. After learning this from the morning, I said, man, I dug further. I said, well, we already gave the DNA. Because once the mother gave over the DNA, see, this is why you have to ask them, do you really know what you really in? You don't even look up medical law, did you? How many of y'all watch Henrietta books and see what she had to go through to get those cases? That's why I say it's impossible to believe that you believe that you can fight no weapons form. It's impossible. All you on the line, I'm playing a devil's advocate. Tell me, I got the lines up. How are you going to be something your parents gave up that even if you believe differently now, they already got your database? How's that work? All you on the line. How's that work?
Can I comment on the video you just played before you?
Yeah,
for that?
Go ahead. Comment on that first. Go ahead. The housing. Thank you. Please. You of all people. Comment on that one. That's going to be deep in Atlanta. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to say that California has the cheapest homeowners insurance in the country. Because for their housing to be so expensive, I'm amazed. I even had to look it up when I heard they say that $1 million house was only $1,800. In Georgia, $1,800 is pretty much an average. Like they go by your credit too, but here in Georgia, homeowners insurance is anywhere from $1,000 to $1,700 on a house, you know, under about $450. Townhouse, if they already have, their HOA, you're probably paying about $500 or $600. So that's still pretty darn low. But what's amazing is, and I had just said that when I was just talking about what you said about the video, because I was like, you know, these New Yorkers is coming to Georgia, you know, and I'm like, you know, they're bringing their policy because you're running away from slavery, and then you're going to reelect the people who enslaved you in a different city.
That's the same thing we did. It's the reverse. I told you, yin and yang. Now they're coming back to the South, leaving all this golden land area. Yeah, no, let's go there. Let's go there. Because Mother Chirica, I wish she was on the line. I hope maybe there's a computer on here. I'm getting everybody on. I don't know if 7981, you want to say something now that I brought you back? Because once the show goes off, you can't come
back.
Yes, go ahead. Go. Go.
Yeah, I was listening earlier. The hydro, those big warships now, they don't use diesel anymore. They use hydro. Been using hydro for the longest. All this time, thinking they use diesel. They don't use diesel.
Yeah.
It's hydro. And they get it right from the sea.
They don't stow their stuff, right. Right from the sea. Ain't that amazing?
And then one more thing. I did security day at Elam Church here in Buffalo.
Mm.
We had a white guy that tried to come in the church. The guy at the front door wouldn't let him in. So the other security came out. This guy said, Elam Church is next. They're going to do the same thing they did at Tops. He said, where you getting all this shit from? He said, off the dark web. He said, Elam Church is next. That's what he said. So they called the police. The police came and got him. Took him downtown, they say, for some detectives to talk to him to see where he's getting all this stuff from. But he said Elam Church is next. And I was wondering, why did he need armed guards at a church?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying, do they know this all the time? You know, it was just strange to me. Why you need armed guards at a church? Never happened before.
Wow.
You know, but yeah, this cracker said that.
Sure did.
Wow. Wow. Now, again, I'm telling you, to heat this thing up because, again, y'all think it sounds crazy. But see, if they know, they got to go to certain areas. And I'll be honest with you. Y'all forgot that how they don't pick the certain areas. They know what city. They did the purge. I tell people, I said, man, ain't my brother right here, though. We talk like this all the time. That's the love for him. It's almost amazing that the Biden came to Buffalo and went to the same location that they filmed the Purge movie. I ain't making that up. He went to Moselle and East Delavan and did his speech where they filmed the Purge at.
That's right.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, they don't shut us off. We finished, y'all. So all y'all online, stay with us. Yeah, I can't play nothing. We online. Yeah, let's get. Now, I'm just saying this. Out there listening. I ain't telling nobody how to believe, but, I mean, we do got to see that. They're two birds. Yes. They're working together. I can see this clearly. But the thing about it is, at the local level, now we got to identify who at the local level is the real deal, because you can't see what's going on in the Washington federal level. Let's just be honest. That's just too hard. But those who are at local level, you got to see who getting over ain't doing shit, because, like, wait a minute. If they allowing people to get easy money, more easier than it takes for you to get and me myself to get, I know how. It's like they want, you almost got to say secret shit to them, like, can I get the same loan they get? Did they get nice?
Right. But you know what? Yeah. You know what? If this preacher, pastor, whatever you want to call him today at Elam Church, if he got $50 from each tire, he got $50,000 today. Okay? He got $50,000 and he just got $50 from each tire. And you know they be throwing out hundreds, giving it to the preacher.
Right. Now that's nothing. Our money game going to that type of thing. Which again, I believe me, I'm nobody that's going to condemn nobody for giving up money, because I know I'm guilty of it. But my thing is with this: if you're gonna get some money, and they're gonna be the church is the only entity that the black community got that can buy property at a high level, really, without really scrutiny if it was done right, because y'all taxes them. Everything is in your favor, but when George W. Bush, and I'm saying this to all y'all, can think I ain't favoring nobody. They signed the Anglo-Saxon Protestant. They were called the neocons. When I looked up that word, I said, oh, yes, this is the dramatic. These are the ones where they made the movie AA. Somebody eating. If y'all could just put yourself up there, you can eat, but just put yourself on mute. You know we can hear that. You're on a radio program. I know y'all comfortable because we on the drop on. But I got to be able to hear everybody. That movie that just came out on Netflix, everybody, 8-8. Now, that's what that dude had on in Buffalo. He had 8-8 on his damn weaponry.
Right.
Now, if they could put that on Netflix, a movie called 8-8, I'm saying myself, man, that's a little that's too blatant for us. They must be doing some type of psychological profile on us to see our alertness as a population. Now, some groups do battle, but the problem is when y'all see people down there, it's going to be like, oh, but just think about it. They only go with numbers. They don't care what you believe. If you just go behind something that makes more sense than what y'all been doing, guarantee they get nervous, because they're gonna say to the person, that's why these blacks need security. You notice every black woman needed security. If you look up what they spent the most on, I looked it up. Brother Campbell, you with me? You into analytics? All y'all listening? Now, all I'm saying is, if you got a radical black woman or dude, DA, letting people out but wouldn't let your relative out, your relative still in jail for less crimes than what the immigration New World Order, Latin, conspiracy, immigration, Trojan horse movement. I'm saying it all together. You just look it up, you can find everything. I mean, if you could just look this up, who in their right mind could watch their own family members spend time in jail forever? The guy could beat up a cop and get out and put the finger up? Now, come on, black people. What's going on? Are you a zombie? Are y'all zombies already? Or y'all comatose? This is impossible, man, for me to believe a group of people across the country can sit here and tell me, you know, that's why they say Trump used psychology. He said, well, the black guys know what jail is like. They're the most. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean, how much Masonic magic do you need to wake up? I mean, common sense would tell you if they use the magic, you got to have some knowledge of magic. They tell you, you're the number one in jail. The nigger party was your party. You was a party of the Republican Party. Just look it up. Go to images on Google, put in the nigger Republican Party, and see what pops up. That's all you got to do. But that's too much. I know. It's too much.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that they figured out how to depopulate.
They figured it out. I don't think they figured it out. They know how to depopulate. Ain't no figuring out. They know how.
The electric car is the way to depopulate.
Okay? Absolutely.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because if the Niagara Falls carries half of the country, right? The East Coast.
Yeah, Niagara Falls got a lot.
And we already see that the lights and stuff is going out in California and I think New York too. But if they have it their way and we all start getting these electric cars, they don't go nowhere. You know, you can't travel that far with them. And then of course in the wintertime they're gonna freeze up. So if those cars overtake our grid, our electric grid, then we're gone. You know, we're gonna starve. We're not going to have any food. We didn't have any transportation. That is, I think, to the video you were saying earlier. That is the plan to AI is to kill us. That's it. Because AI killing the jobs, they're going to take the jobs away. The cars is going to kill the electric, kill the the regular cars. You know, that's if we keep the people in party right now, because that is their goal. They're not deviating. They got the immigrants. The reason why they have to let them do whatever they want to do as far as the criminals, because they don't want the word to get out, just saying, hey, you know, they put me, that you can do a crime in the United States, they gonna put you in jail. Then the other illegal immigrants, they gonna come. So they gotta let them out. You know what I mean? So that's why we really
but
are.
But think about it. Think about what you just. I mean, all y'all saying, I'm saying good. But I mean, think about the psyche of the black people though right now. And I got a lot of them out there. I mean, you go on Facebook, we got everybody's pro-Africa. I mean, think about how this looks, really. Think about it. You pro-Africa. Africa ain't got no lawyers helping us over here. But you pro-Africa. See, I'm being factual. Tell me on this line. I got the lines open. Where is it that if you look at the Facebook narcissistic mentality ran by Mark Zuckerberg, a Jew, and you telling me I'm supposed to believe niggas is on there daily? To tell me that this is, they ain't brainwashed? Is that real? I mean, think about it. This is Mark Zuckerberg. And they know what we do. So immediately they know our psyche. So we giving them the data. All the Moors used to say, I remember back in the day, we involuntarily give it to them. That's what we're doing. So even myself, all of us to get on. Now, we got to play the game with technology because we don't have the creation story of the capitalism. We might create the story because a lot of black people is involved in the technology game beyond normal. You don't see them. You think you see all the Nigerians that's running around ripping people off through the internet? No, you do not. You're not in Britain. The Nigerians are so complex. They got housing in Nigeria. Now, I looked all this up, so I don't want y'all to think I'm just rambling. I looked up all the agreements. Did you know the Moroccan and Iran, BP is the Iranian British Petroleum, Iran still helps with that. I mean, this is how you know they killed off everybody about the cars and my brother from Buffalo and many others who came up. BP is not British. BP is not European at all. It's actually Islamic. Did y'all know that? Go look it up. I mean, it's one thing to come on these programs. Go look it up so we get some more clarity to these stories. I mean, if BP was Iranian Petroleum and Morocco, look at what they was, the Dutch, Dutch, the Dutch and Moroccan, and the Moroccan sun today is untouchable. Even Trump, they got pictures for him. The Moroccan prince is sitting amongst all the elite. They kissing his ring and shit. What does that sound like to you? If that's, and I'm saying to myself, well, damn, I just told y'all, not one of y'all answered the question. That's why you got to think. We got to just think a program. I said, if you got to deal with Africa right now, and all these people on Facebook, I'm looking at them right now. Got Dr. Smalls. I'm going to call everybody out. We got Dr. Smalls. Or put yourself on mute or something, y'all. Come on. Come on.
I want to come on.
Go ahead, sister. I got you. You
know, you're exempt. Okay, so... they don't want us to become segregated so that we could be diverse. We got to become segregated, come together as one first in order for us to execute with the diversity, with the other people, and they will follow us. But in that mental state and in that spiritual ourselves as a whole, as one, we can control AI, we can control anything on this motherfucking planet, excuse my language, but... it's just us becoming segregated. That's what the fuck they scared of.
But everybody likes AI.
We know,
I mean,
since we intelligent, we know about CERN. We got people in CERN, you know, because they chasing the money, so they going to give up everything. They don't want to get killed like the brother did in Top. They don't want to assassinate.
Right.
They go ahead and accept the, you know, whatever, so that everything can go forward. But we can control all of this and make it good for ourselves.
Okay, but look at Tesla. Okay, you're in Niagara Falls area. Now, they had a crash up in Niagara Falls, a Mercedes, whatever it was, crashes into the falls, and all this crap happened not too long ago. Now, I just read, I'm just telling y'all because I've seen it, this is going to the No Weapons Forum. I've always asked the question because I look at our people on Facebook and TikTok and all this stuff, and we arguing about all this stuff, but just so you guys know, you could dress Egyptian all you want. All you want. This is the land of free right now. You can do all that. But you know in your factual mind that you cannot take your ass over there and claim no goddamn pyramids. But you rather claim pyramids over there than the ones you got on your own land. Now, that's where the birthright story come in. Let's get real now. Because who in their right mind as a group will spend most of their time worrying about another continent. Think about this now. That has not given you any dual citizenship interaction. That should have been the first thing at the world court. You want to talk about world courts? What would be more simple? Oh, I got the lines. I don't want y'all to talk. See, y'all want to talk about when it get deep. You want to talk about all that mystical.
No, I already know about I'm playing the pyramids here in America because I know we got underground tunnel cities. Everything,
okay.
Mounds and pyramids, they know all
hold
this.
On.
We got all the
I got that.
Ingredients you need to make whatever weapon.
Hold on. Buffalo.
Oh, please.
Let's
we the holy
Buffalo.
Land.
Hold on, Buffalo, they about to go underneath the ground. Let's deal with that. I know we like to talk, but go underneath the reality. They go underneath the ground in Buffalo. They want to go back to the old way it was, back to where they went under. Now, only way to stop is Buffalo people got to say, no, we don't want it. Now, the Buffalo people are going to come. Yeah, you know about it, but guess what? The problem
we
is
have
the
new citizen.
All y'all on the line, she can't be the only one to know this. Why y'all scared to talk? All y'all talk all the time. Ain't numbers the answer. If you don't have the whole knowledge, at least you got common sense. Where the numbers at? We don't even show up. Tell me where you see black people show up at anything in your local level, at a high level of importance. Just name it. So we got all these black people on the line.
It was in Chicago when they had those immigrants coming to their trying to take over their
and it was empty. I applauded them so good. Those people was crying out in Chicago. It's all on the news. And even in Michigan. The problem is the blacks in those neighborhoods are being the people in Chicago said the black people wanted they want respect. They get respect. They named him. Lopez was one of the names. They named their own politicians. Told him what. I said, damn.